Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. It's Tuesday night. I hope everybody can hear me. This is Crunch filling in for Joe for the evening. I hope to talk to some racists tonight, some real grudge racists for cash, some people that know what they're talking about and know what they're doing. I'm going to open up this one mic real quick, just to make sure I'm being heard. 862-3221, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, Crunch? How you doing, man? It's Tory.
Oh, okay. What's up, Tory? How are you, brother?
Yeah, I can't complain, man. I can't complain.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I'm in here filling in for Joe. I appreciate it. Let me know I'm heard and we're working good. No technical difficulties. I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say. Some action kicked off over the weekend. Some deposits got thrown around. Some races got talked about. So let me just say this little bit of piece that I have for my man, Sam Spotswood, and I'll be right back with you, Tory. So hang in there, okay, brother?
You got it.
All right. All right, everybody. I just want to give a my condolences from my team, the Street Quick team, which Sam Spotswood was one of the originators of. And I really, really consider him a good friend. We've been doing a lot of things for a lot of years. He passed away a couple of days ago. His funeral and wake and everything is Monday, the 24th. And I just want to say, we're going to say a prayer for his family, his kids, his two sons, his ex-wife, whoever his immediate family is, his teammates. He was down with the Lion Lock crew with Big Cliff. And he was one of the originators. Steve, Irvin, myself, Crunch, and Sam are the originators of the Street Quick team. We came up with the name. We came up with the concept. And we had a lot of teammates that were involved, and we had a lot of fun. It's going to be pretty rough, pretty tough, knowing that the man is gone. But I just wanted to say that and pray for him, his family. And Sam Spotswood, rest in peace, bro. Your work here on earth is done. Amen, my dude. Amen. Rest in peace. Okay, I'm going to start opening up these lines here. Tori, I'm going to bring you back in. I see another hand up. Tory, are you there?
All right. Yeah, I'm here,
okay,
buddy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I do. I just want to say something towards that. Yes. My condolences to the Spotswood family. Sam was Man, unbelievable dude, man. Funny as hell, man. I mean, we go way, you know, Crunch, we go way back. I remember when you took his Mustang, when he built that T-top Mustang, you was trying to get races with it and stuff. And I remember Stan was at Englishtown, and there was something that happened on the track, and Stan was standing outside the car with his helmet. You know, Sam, like 6'3" or 6'4" or some shit like that. And I'm sitting there, I had to walk up to him. I said, you know, you're the only dude out here with a helmet on and shit, like you about to go motorcycle racing. And he was like, yeah, I should take it off, right? I was like, yeah. And he took his helmet off, threw it in the car. And I was like, you feel better, don't you? You feel like you're a part of us now, right? He said, yeah, I feel better now. And I started laughing, but that was just a little throwback story, you know. But, he was a good dude, man. I miss him, man. I really miss him, man. I mean, it's going to
be rough,
man.
Be rough.
We all.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I've come to learn? I'm going to turn this mic on, too. I see your hand is up. 667-8237. What I've learned, Tori, is in life, when you have the memories of good people and you guys can talk about the good memories, it keeps a smile on your face no matter how much you're going through over their death. So I appreciate the fact that he let me smile with him and laugh with him. So 667-8237, your mic is hot. Uh-oh. 667-8237.
Oh, I'm here. I'm on mute.
You don't want the one button?
Nah, you can leave it. I just don't got nothing to say right now.
Oh, okay. And who is this?
Juan Carlos.
Oh, okay. All right, well, as long as they know you on, they know you know you'll be able to rebuttal if somebody come at you.
Yes, sir.
So, well, I wasn't at the action down in Galat. I wasn't able to make it. I try to make as many as I can, but I have family going through all kind of stuff, and this after COVID, post-COVID stuff is crazy for all families. But I'm going to tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever comes on tonight, you have to relive and show us what happened for the ones that weren't there, what happened, why it happened, how exciting it was, how disappointing it was. I don't know what happened with the races with Cornick and Drew and those type of races. I remember those races. But if anybody wants to come in and talk about whatever happened while they were down there because they were there, feel free to put your one button up. Somebody just put a one button up. I'm going to hit it and see who they are. 757-1006.
Yo, what's going on? It's Drew Brown. I'm muting my mic.
Oh. Okay.
I got a lot of background noise, so I'm gonna go back on mute, but I'm just opening up the mic.
Okay. All right. Well, I see you there. Yeah. If we can get anybody to come on and just let us know what happened during this weekend's festivities, because I heard it was a lot of action. Let me see. I got another one here. 443-7156. Your mic is hot.
What's good? Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Fit
okay, how
just
are
waiting.
You?
All right, this is Big Fred.
Oh, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's up?
Hello,
AKA
Fred.
Mob Town, AKA Dead President. Get busy, y'all.
If that's the infamous voice that's supposed to get you, it's his job to get you messed up.
You better believe it. It's my job to get you messed up.
Okay,
oh, he PG
okay.
right now. He PG.
right. Turn me up a little bit.
All right, well Fred, tell me what went on as far as the racing went. And how was that experience for you down there at Galat this past weekend?
So I'll say, you know, this is the first year that I've been to Galat, believe it or not, and had really good experiences both times. Both time I came to, you know, Joe's races. And You know, we had such a good time the first time, the beginning of the year. We said we definitely wasn't gonna miss the second one. And it was a good race weekend. You know what I mean? A lot of action. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's end of season, so people trying to get in the paint, finish up strong. You know, if you weren't there to the grudge race, that probably wasn't the place for you to be because everybody was looking to get their man. You know what I mean? And
right,
as a fan, you know, I got my own car, but as a fan, I was fulfilled. You know, it's, you know, for all us gamblers, there was a lot of good gambling going on. And I actually got messed up. It seemed like every race that I didn't bet on myself, I lost. But, you know, it was just a good time in general, just a good graduate atmosphere the whole weekend, plenty of action, plenty of cars going down the track. Couldn't nobody say that, you know, that wasn't the case. Probably at the end, I think everybody was trying to get in. If we could have, you know, something at the end where we could have got more races off would probably been good. But
right.
I'll say that overall, you know, I was definitely entertained and fulfilled as a fan because I'm a fan first, and it was a good weekend with great weather too. So, you know, kudos to Joe and team and everybody involved because I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, okay. Good report. I got another mic I'm going to turn on real quick just to make sure he's in here.
Hey, Crunch, I do want to say something real quick.
Yes, sir.
I heard that Andy had a little situation down there, and I just wanted to let him know if he's listening. You know, I'm praying for you, bro. Pull through strong. You know, hope you have a speedy recovery, you know. I just wanted to throw
Flex.
That out there. Andy Harrison.
Okay,
Flex,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely.
I just wanted to say that.
We definitely praying for him, and he, you know, he's no stranger to having situations where he can come through strong. So we pray for him, and he'll make it do what it do. 571-4080.
What's going on, Crunch?
How are you? Who's this?
It's Fat Albert.
Oh, hey.
that's the buddy right there.
once they said Crunch, don't worry, because I always panic on this show. They said, yo, don't worry, Fred coming on and Fat Albert gonna be there. They'll make sure you're all right. I said, all right, well, let's do the show. Let's get it.
Oh yeah, you gotta worry about. But
yeah. Well, if you want to talk about this past weekend, we definitely want to hear from you.
Yeah. On behalf of Larry, Joe, and Dexter, I want to thank everybody for coming. We had a great time Friday and Saturday. I mean, we just had a ball, a lot of racing, a lot of fun, you know, a lot of fellowship, and seeing people that, you know, I talk on the show but never seen their face, meeting them. And we just had a great time. You know, like I said all the time, it's never a perfect show. There's never going to be a perfect show.
Right.
And we got room for a lot of improvement. We do. And I saw a lot myself, you know, because towards the end it got hectic. And I addressed it, you know, I need help in the staging lanes. Because I'm going back and forth and I'm trying to do everything, and the only name everybody knows is Albert.
Yeah.
Albert, we got a raise. Albert, we want you to hold the money. Albert, you know, and I like to apologize to a couple of guys that I said, man, I can't hold y'all money right now. I got so much money in my pocket that I'm afraid something might happen, and I ain't got it to replace it. So let me get some of this money out of my pocket, and, you know, I'll get back with y'all. So I just want to say I'm sorry. I wasn't trying not to hold the money or DP your race. It's just that I had so much on me. And it got to me at the end. It got to me. I was... You know, I guess I could say I was feeling nauseous. I was, you know, so much was coming at me, and I was doing this and doing that. But that shows you how much I love this game. I love it a lot.
Right. Gotcha.
I want everybody to race, have a good time. And but next one we're gonna do better. We're gonna address it, and we're gonna have people there to help out to run the lane. So it just got a little outrageous and. A lot of cars was there, and like I said, we might have to just treat this like no guts, no glory, man. Just, hey, on Saturday, go for what you know. Because I know personally, Crunch, personally, me by myself, I DP'd over 75 races.
Good Lord.
Over 75. Myself, just by myself.
And, wow. and everybody. Eight, that, over 8,000 hours worth of DPs.
Right, and
hey,
I just. Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
I was just going to say, man, you know, we give a shout-out to Larry, Joe, and Dexter, but, you know, I'm a racer, too, and, you know, I DP from all that stuff, but we just want to give you a shout-out, man, for what you do for the game, because for as many DPs as you hold, and you have a passion for that, and I really don't have that same passion, but, I have to do it, but I'm going to tell you, you're very organized, you're very trustworthy, and we appreciate what you do, man, because it's hard to gamble with some people that you don't really know. You know, sometimes
right.
you don't need a DP because a man's word is his bond. But when you're traveling out of town and you don't know who's who and what's what, you got to have that solid mm-hmm. person as a DP just to keep it down the middle. So I just want to say thank you to you on behalf of the racers. And just like I told you in the lanes when they got in crying, heck, you know I'm riding with you. So you're, in a,
right.
you're never in a
yes.
pickle.
I was
going to
say
help
that.
You out.
Yeah. Yes, I want to thank Fred,
yeah.
Avon. They were like,
yeah.
they saw that it was getting to me, and I was getting overwhelmed. And Fred said, Al, come on, I got you, come on. And him and Avon stepped in and said, we're going to help you. And, you know, they did, and I want to thank them for helping me. And but like I said, overall, I think it was a good show. I want to thank everybody that came. I want to say just thank you to Galat Motorsport Park for giving us a wonderful facility. That facility is just top-notch, top-notch. The prep was perfect. That guy, Harold is about the best thing in the world, if you ask me. He went from big tires to small tires, back to big tires to small. Whatever came up, he prepped the track for that situation. And people were
okay,
going down
okay.
like it was nothing. I mean, he is good.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say thanks to everybody and all the racers. We're going to give a recap. I let everybody get in here before we give a recap on all the races. I know some guys probably want to say some stuff, but I just want to say thanks to everybody for doing it. You see my voice starting to come back a little bit, but she's still a little raspy, but I'll take care of that when I get home. Mama take care of that for me. But
all right, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you.
You definitely deserve a standing ovation, bro.
301-4533. Your mic is hot.
What's up, Fat Albert? You know we got your back, baby. You keep up doing
thank
what
you,
you're doing,
appreciate.
Baby. I really appreciate you DPing and everything. You know what I mean? And,
yeah,
and for those who don't know, y'all are supposed to tip the goddamn DP man. that's bullshit. That man don't have to do it. And he chooses to do it for the love of the game. Y'all should show some appreciation when y'all win to give him a little something. Everything helped it, you know what I mean? He's sitting there with
right,
all that
right.
money and stuff. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better
right.
with that shit.
Exactly.
All right, hold on.
Yeah,
I got another one.
I agree.
347-5810. They don't want to hear my voice.
That's
they're going
to
out right
it.
Now. Damn it. I got one more. What's up, Bob?
Man,
I got one more. 845-0695.
Hey, good evening, guys. Just wanted to say good evening. That's all.
Cowboy.
Ghetto Cowboy.
Okay.
Cowboy.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
All right.
But.
Well, Sammy, what's going on? How was it down there in Galat?
I had a good time. I had a no. Matter of fact, I had a great time.
You got cracked too.
Wow, it's all good. It's all good.
Tell him, Sammy. It ain't the first time, and it ain't gonna be the last time, is it?
Nope.
Nah.
You got to lose to win.
Okay.
I got cracked too.
We got another one. 215-6904.
Hey, Fat
Albert. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Hey, Fat Albert. Who's that? Zeus? What's up, brother Zeus?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, brother Fred?
What's going on?
What's going on,
Zeus? That's who that, oh, Zeus.
That,
okay.
That man, I got my ass handed to me, but that man right there made my money back and more. So I was good.
hey, shout out to Zeus, boy. He was bagging and tagging them down there, boy. Get busy, y'all.
I had the best time. I didn't race too much this year because I had a lot going on like everybody else. But let me tell you something. This last race, like, sealed the deal with everything. Like, it was great. It was great weather. Everybody was happy. You know, like, I shook hands with people that, you know, that was mad at me or I was mad at them or whatever the case may be. I got that shit off my chest and we were safe, right? Real. The Grudge family is strong. I just want to say that. The Grudge family is strong. I don't care what nobody else say. We talk our shit. We talk each other, cuss each other out, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, we get that shit done. We bring the crowd in. Everybody happy. It's exciting. People jumping up and down. People betting money. Everybody happy at the end of the day. Win or lose. That's all I'm going to say.
Good report, man.
Good shit.
Good
shit.
Okay.
Hey,
congratulations on that race, too.
Hey, I want to clear something up real quick. Fat Albert.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I heard some bullshit said Avon was racing for $100. They're a line stack of shit, too. So whoever spread that rumor told a goddamn lie.
I don't remember you getting
I ain't going to drag my car all the way. down there and race somebody for no goddamn $100.
Hey, Albert,
we get mad
when we race with
$1,500,
so no damn
well
he ain't race with no
$100. Yeah, right. The money he gave me, $100, or, you know, so.
Thank you.
Damn. I never,
Avon,
unless he did one on his own, but
a
I
whole
know.
Bunch of cookies?
Yeah, I got my head tore off, too. But I got it back. Don't worry.
Hmm.
That's what's up.
Okay. All right.
But we had a good time.
That's cool. And I heard
you know, that's what.
Go ahead.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. I don't think is that as long as you're getting in the paint, you're gonna lose. The only way you can't lose is if you don't race. So you know when you know they be trolling and carrying on because somebody lost, but they're racing though. You know what I mean? And the
right.
object of the game is once you lose, you try to get right back in the paint and get somebody else so that way you can erase that L right out of your thought process. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? A lot of these guys get so caught up on the L, they don't know how to move forward and get the next W.
That's correct.
That's true.
Good
that's
one,
true.
Man.
And I,
good
I,
one.
And me myself, I know I was the crew chief to one of the baddest grudge racing teams that ever hit this scene and always memorable, the Legend Killer Squad. And I know my man Big Kid, rest in peace, his birthday was the other
mm-hmm.
night. Rest in peace to Big Kid. He got tired. He said, I go to the best place to get everything and I lose a race, it doesn't feel good. And when he decided he was tired of losing, it was hard to beat us. And we went all over this country whooping ass. I mean, we was racing for 50K. 75K, 40K, 12,000, whatever you take, we were taking it all. So I understand what you're saying. And most people, there are no undefeated grudge racers for cash that I've ever met. Not serious ones.
Mm-hmm.
They really betting that cash and they really betting that money. You never really see somebody that never lost. Even the best ones have lost before, but that's how they learned their best lessons and became as tough as they were. So good report.
That's right.
Good report. Good report.
It doesn't kill you, only makes you stronger. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Listen, we got crack with Try Me. We got crack with Try Me Friday. And within 5 minutes, we had another race locked in. Man, we don't care. We're keeping it moving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I also heard that Joe Gray and Dexter and whoever else was involved, they gave away two checks for $3,000 apiece for the cancer walk or cancer situation.
Yeah.
And it's stuff like that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
that's good. Really impressive.
That's good.
Really,
man, that's a blessing,
really
man.
Impressive, man. Yeah, that's a blessing and really
yeah,
impressive. So shout out to the fans and spectators that contributed that money coming into the gate. And shout out to the promoters and the tracks for making sure that they give that money to somebody that would actually need it, because you never know what people are going through with this stuff. COVID was one thing,
well,
cancer is another, and general life is a,
right.
is a B-I-T-C-H sometimes. So shout out to them for that,
wow.
for those two checks.
Yeah, one of them was the St. Jude's Cancer for the Children, and I just had that one on my head, on my tongue. Got but both of them was for the cancer, like you said, fun.
Right.
But,
okay.
you know, yeah, so.
What a
yeah,
blessing.
That's cool.
What a blessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
And that gives you purpose. So, you know, people travel all over. You don't mind doing stuff like that when you know it's for a good reason and a good cause. So props to them for that.
Hey,
for sure.
Crunch,
I
got Joe on. Hey, Joe, you on? Go ahead. I got Long Island Joe on.
I just wanted to make sure I thank everybody that came out and showed the support. And as you see what we made, what we did for the two checks, towards the Cancer Society. I mean, every year we do it, but I just want to make sure that some of the teams, if they want to turn around, they can either send me through messages so I got everybody, because I'm trying to say that these were the people that turned around and made it happen. Not trying to take credit, so basically I want to say our greatest team took it. You know, our greatest team did it. I'm not going to be a one person in one deal. I wanted to make it all of us. So... If it wasn't for the guys that was out there racing, things that happened out there, we really wouldn't be able to really do it without them guys. So I'm just letting them know ahead of time. I thank everybody that came, everybody that got in the paint, whether you won or lost. You know, that was all amazing show. So my hand's off to everybody. So I just want to tell everybody thank
man.
You. You know,
my
I got a few things to take care of right
stuff,
now.
Joe.
Thank you. I just was taking care of a few things out here right now. That's why I couldn't do it. I thank Crunch for at the last minute grabbing this for me, taking care of this stuff. And March is definitely North versus South. If you've seen, I know you guys saw KJ film. He's always down south or at Big Jake's race or anything like that. He's on board. He loved what he saw. He told me he was going to bring five of his own cars coming with him the next year, plus these other guys that came with him. And he told everybody, he put the word out. You know, let me tell you, I've been getting nothing but phone calls today. And just to let you guys know, the rumor is I was supposed to be going to PDRA and trying to help them out to bring it back up. But no, I'm still grudged. I won't do it. Don't matter about money. It ain't about it. So I'm staying grudged, and that's what I'm going to be. So that's what we're keeping it at.
I know that's right, Joe.
You know, right. I'm not going to turn around. I know, you know, they actually...
Stand strong,
actually,
man. Stand strong.
They were actually there. A couple sponsors was out there that came, drove from PDRA to there just to see the race because they heard that we had more crowds than PDRA. So you guys don't realize how much powerful you guys are. When you stick together, you can do something. When you fight against each other, that's when you turn around and you get weak. So hopefully we can bring some sponsorship into the grudge game, and we can get even bigger. And, you know, like everybody's been talking about this, NHRA, everybody else is trying to look and see what you do, whether it's the call-outs and all this other stuff now they're doing. Just look at it now. They're trying to do everything that the grudge race is doing. You guys did a great job. I just want to say thank you, and hopefully we can build from this and, you know, some of the other promoters fall on board and they can be able to prosper for me too, you know, make things bigger and better. That's all it is. That's what it's all about. You know, it's not one, not me, not that, Fred, everybody, you know, we got everybody out there. You know who's who. It's not in that turnaround. You know who's for you, who's against you, you know who's up there, out there trying to help the races. You know who it is, so you support who's helping you out. That's all. And that's what I look at it. You know, we can turn around and have a bigger race and better. And when you can turn around and have promotion and sponsorship, that's when you really can do it. But when you're doing it all by yourself, it's kind of hard, but we're doing it. And like I said, next year we got it in March, and we're not going to stop. And from what I see, and DeLon is very happy with me, you know, with us. It's like crazy. And there's a lot of guys that turned around and was crying about – they thought that for sure that's what the problem was. They thought for sure that the track is not grudge friendly. No, it's for safety reasons. Anybody knows that was there, know the guy was there running for the insurance guy. And to me, for the track to be had to prep the way it was, not how Florida was. When Florida was down there, guys were dropping their cups down there, dropping their sandwich. Every time you look around, you have to have the guy keep on try to go back over the track. The guy spun a tire. And why? Because everybody was dropping stuff on there, and they had to keep going. Like this, you didn't have to worry about stuff on the track. Nobody had to worry about traction. And they did their thing. So that's what I looked at, and I said I was happy with it, and I'm glad you guys went on through with it. You had a couple guys that, you know, want to be there, but it is what it is. We got to go with where they say, where the insurance say. You know, it's not our business. If they run it as a business, that is theirs. They can't lose it, so I understand. So I just let everybody cooperate. You know, we had a little couple hiccups, but, you know, we came over it. And that's all to it. Everybody loved it, and that's how we're going to keep it moving. So I'm hoping that everybody else can build off this, even the promoters, everybody else that's out there. You know, because if they keep doing it like this, people start to look at the grudge game, and I think we're going to get more than what you think next year. And that's not just me. That's a couple of the other guys that's out there that's doing their thing, you know, and I hope for the best for everybody. And I want to thank everybody. So there's a lot of guys out there that I can't thank personally, but, you know, Fat Albert, you know, he's always there for me, so I make sure I tell him thank you. I appreciate you, Fat Albert. Mike Castellano, you know, he did his thing. He actually helped me out with the food a little bit, you know. We got the food going on. So he's still grudge. Don't fool yourself about Castellano. Anytime I need him, I can make a phone call. So he's always been a grudge racing heart. He's going to keep it there regardless. He actually told me he's thinking about coming up over there a couple times. So I think he's getting a bug. I think he might want to come back into the grudge scene. So we'll see, you know, but all in all, that says a lot when they start talking about it like that, you know.
God damn.
And when you start getting that spark and you see the older guys, you know, HD, the whole bit out there, that was great. Just to see them and they smiling, hey, I said, okay, hey, we're doing something. So that's why I'm happy it's in our direction. I know you can't do everything. You can't please everybody, you know, but, you know, I like it this way. I'm not going to change it that way. Everybody else, you know, you got to move wherever you want. If you decide you want to do it with the starting line thing different, that's on you. But I know you can't do it over there no more because of the insurance reasons, so I know. And they're going to start doing it everywhere else because of the insurance, especially when people start to get hit at the starting line. Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe, this is Fred. I'm going to tell you something.
What's
you know,
up,
it's not
Fred?
Just the Galat things. What's up? You know, we have venues at multiple different tracks. What a lot of racers and fans don't know is all these track owners pretty much have the same insurance providers, right? So when something happens, one, it affects all tracks because I'll tell you, even at US 13, you know, that facility where we had some of the tracks on the Eastern Shore, some of the races, that last race we had, they had to change their protocol because somebody got hit. So it's not just a Galat thing to everybody. It's a every track thing. They're really scared of people being on the starting line and somebody getting hurt and it being an insurance liability. And I can tell you from owning an insurance company, that one event can be enough to shut a venue down and or owner down. So that's why people are moving like that, because they're scared of the liability when somebody really gets hurt.
That's true. And to say another thing, if anybody seen Giganto was pulling up out of the water box, did burn out and the dry shaft broke, the knuckles came out, parts came out. If anybody been standing there, they might would have had a broken ankle. The whole G-joint flew out there. Imagine that thing would hit you in your leg like that. Man, forget it. So there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't take consideration, thinking it'll never happen. It won't happen to me. You know, but you got to look at it that way. So just to prevent things ahead of time, we're okay. And track, the old guy on the track, I tell you what, he was on point. He does it his way. He told me. All the big tire cars let me know. When the small tires come, then he put the glue down. Big tire cars had no problem getting down. When it came down, they went and did their thing. When the small tires came, that's when he turned around and glued it. The big tires can't run on top of the glue sometimes, so that's what, you know, he was making sure they can get down. So that's the reason why we ran the big time all time. So I'm just letting everybody know. But I just want to say thank you, everybody. I'll be on, but I'll be on mute for a little while. Just taking care of a few things of business right now. But I will keep in touch, and I want to tell everybody thank you.
And we want to thank you too, Joe. keep doing what you do. Keep being the promoter that you are. Keeping the fans and the racers and the true grudge racers for cash at the forefront. We appreciate you, Joe, and in all good health. Amen. Make sure you stay with your health to keep you going. We need you around for another 50 years. You heard? my man. Good report.
Now we got to pass the collection plate. Pass the collection, you know.
Hey, that out of it. You pick it up now.
Hey, listen, you guys are talking about the starting line and all that. When I was at the Cojones Nationals, I'm crunched as the host tonight because Joe put me here to help get the show going. But when I was out there doing my job, doing what I was told to do to keep that starting line from looking like crazy, people were mad at me, wanted to fight me, cursing me out, telling me I ain't this, I ain't that. It's very important that people understand there are certain things that have to go down for business to continue. If business doesn't continue, action can't continue. So it's very important. The way we're used to it, because I've been doing this a long time, I know it's fun to go out there and have a starting line with 200 people standing around two grudge cars. If you guys remember, Mike Hill, it was a race at Huntsville, Alabama. We were at Phoenix City, Alabama. Mike Hill against Mr. Five Speed. And it was almost 100 people on the track when they took off. When they took that picture, it was all over the internet. And I was standing right there, me, T. Sean, Mike Hill's crew. It was a beautiful picture. But it was also a sign of how much danger could be right there on the starting line. So people have to start realizing, and then you start looking around, and there are people walking on the track that don't even have a reason to be walking across. As soon as the car does a burnout, somebody walks across the back of the car. Then the car has to back up and make sure he don't hit nobody. That's not a good look. That's not a good look. So good report. From here on out, I hope the promoters are understanding. I think Fred just said it's about an insurance issue. We have to understand business has to continue for action to continue. So good report. And it's a lesson to be learned here. So I appreciate being able to vent about it.
I got a good one right now. Okay. Fat Alba needs help next year. Fat Alba needs help. Right? And the lanes. At the line.
Okay.
We got covered already. We done covered all bases
Before anybody heard that.
Let me just tell everybody knows this.
We hired somebody. I want to volunteer Crunch to do it.
I'm just telling you what we just did. We already hired something to do something a little different. That is taking
right.
care.
Joe,
that's why I was back there. I missed some of the racing because I had to go back there. We hired some. I'm not going to say disclose who the people are because you won't even know them, but you'll know when you see them. After that,
but we had to do a little bit more
payroll, and that's what it is. I already discussed it with Fat Alvin. Mm-hmm. He knew about it. We actually did our own thing on the side. There's a lot of times when we see something wrong, we don't broadcast it. We just make sure we take care of it the next time.
Right.
If somebody pulls me to the side and say, "Look, Joe, you seen such and such," okay. No problem. Don't think I just throw it away. I make sure I correct it every time. I'm never going to be saying
yes,
it was perfect.
Joe, you messed up what I was trying to do, Joe.
Everybody knows what
Joe,
we're doing. I mean, there's a lot of things
nobody knows what I was doing.
Yeah, Joe, he was on the starting line when we were at the Cojones Nationals. He said, why you got your head down? I said, Sammy, I would never do this again ever in life. I just had to tell a lady that's holding a baby on her arm that she can't be on the starting line. And he looked at me, and he couldn't believe that happened. But it sure did happen.
Yeah.
Joe, don't get me wrong.
Crunch,
I'll tell you what.
You can't pay me enough to do this shit anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. You ask Fat Albert what happened to me back there. That's Fat Alvin.
Somebody hit you, took the car, and ran over Joe. Big Joe to get out. I mean, that was ridiculous. They took the car and actually hit him because they wanted to hurt him get up there. I mean, you know.
Oh, I had my hand, but I had my back turned and put my arm out.
No.
I'm on the hood.
Crunch, if you were there, you would have been fighting.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I had just gotten my first pair of glasses that I've ever had. I've never worn glasses. I had my first pair of glasses, and then I had to be on the start line. It was definitely a different situation. So good report. But I want to hear more about what happened in this past this Galak situation in the action. Because I'm going to tell you right now, fellas, this radio show, these new promoters, this new attitude for grudging for cash, I got to give props to the DMV because they stepped up and they're somebody and they're a force in it. I got to give props to the North. The South has always had like a stronghold on it, but I'm giving props to the North for Team North. I'm giving props for the DMV. I got to give props to the South because that's where the strongholds are. But this game has a lot to do in the future because of what's going on right now. So props to you all you promoters that's making it happen. Everybody was always knowing Dog as the best man on the mic. And before him, I forgot the guy's name. He used to be with Team Extreme. These were the best-known guys
Rico,
on the mic.
Rico.
Yeah, now we got somebody on the mic talking about, it's my job to get you messed up. And it's all over the country. They all want to see him. They all want to be a part of the action. So guess what? Keep moving. Keep doing what you're doing. This game is a good thing for us all. We have to enjoy this hobby. I know I did. I did it for many years. I love it. I'm never going to quit. My son loves it. The people around me love it. Everybody on this show. I'm going to tell y'all right now, we got 79. I've done this show a couple times. We got 79 callers in the queue right now. Every time I get on this show and Joe asked me to host it, the numbers go up. It was just at 98, and now it's at 79. So I hope I didn't accidentally cut a few people off. But if I did, just call right back, and I'll straighten it right out.
Crunch, can you talk about who's your son?
You got to tell. I know Jazia's his son's name. I know. we already, Crunch, you got, you know, like, I got five people on my line. So it might not. So, you know, you got to look. There's a lot of people on here listening because my lines are full. So,
right.
You know, you got, like, each person got 79, but you got five on each, you know. So,
right.
The Texans are coming in. So here come the Bulls.
Hey, Albert.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know something else, too, just real quick about the lines? I can just say, you know, staging lanes and lines, the lane, just from experience, you can have a plan. You know, you plan for 150, 200 cars, and you feel as though you got it accounted for. And I speak for myself, and I know Joe can second this one. But then when you have, like it happened to us at Bridge Wars, and then when you have double what you plan for to show up, that's not easy to manage. So, I've seen that type of capacity at this event. You know what I mean? It was so many cars. Sometimes when you have, and this is going to sound crazy, but the promoters know what I mean. When you have a big event with a lot of grudge races, sometimes you don't even want a lot of car count because you want to be able to get everything off. You know what I mean? So, you know, we never want to turn nobody away, but what I saw was a very large venue. So you can have a plan, and I don't think no promoter goes into it without a plan, but then when you come up with, which is a blessing, by the way, good problem to have, probably damn near double than what you thought. You know, it'll put anybody in a pickle.
Cool. Good report.
Yeah,
six,
667,
8237. I might have dropped you off, but I just put you back in.
All right, I can hear you. I'm on mute.
Okay, cool.
Well, I was saying, you know, me and Joe, we done talked and on way things are improved. Every time, we always do that. The very next day, Sunday, we'll talk and say, well, this we need to work on this one. Let's do this next time, me, him, and Dexter. So, you know, we always working to make it better. You know, we just ain't going to say, phew, okay, another show, see you next year. No, we, like I said, Joe done already made calls with guys, say they promised they come in March.
They bring in this many cars, and we work on, okay, well, we got to work on this to help this out next time. So it's not just, okay, we put on a show and say, thank you, that's it, and move on. No, we're working on next year to make it better. We wanted to grow every year.
Mm-hmm.
North versus South is not like no guts, no glory. But damn if I ain't say we ain't far from it, though. We ain't far from it. You know, so they call that the Super Bowl, where North versus South is the playoffs. You know, so getting there. We getting there.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
I got to ask you and Mr. Fred, I got to ask both of y'all, who do y'all think took over this town, the North or the South?
Oh, I've always the North. The North, that's an easy question.
Okay.
We were whipping ass. Let me say that. We was whipping ass out
there. Bagging and tagging.
We were just slapping. We were just, like I said, bagging them and tagging them. Daniel Hall and when the Colt Ball and Rambo, Lightning Bolt and Rambo 3.0 got up there, crowd, everybody stood up for that big tie. And in my opinion, I think the big ties took over this show. Big ties was getting man, they were getting busy toward, and they were grudge racing, man. Good grace almighty.
I've seen it a lot of you.
Them big
guys. You normally don't get to see that much big tie grudge racing, man. That was a lot of big tie grudge racing, man. I enjoyed that.
Yes. So, but
that's
I know some of the races, I'm surprised they ain't got, where's Zeus at? That was one of the big ones, because you know, everybody on the show,
on here.
We know that, the that's right, he is on. Zeus and Badmouth crew go at it, and they go at it, and they go at it. I'm going to say, a lot of people been texting me, asking me, but what they, that's not my business to tell y'all what they run for. But I will say, y'all know me and Fred always say a lot of cookies. Them some bitches ran for the whole bakery.
All I'm going to say is they was getting busy. Zeus was definitely getting busy. And, you know, shout out to Antoine and them for going out there. They was racing. They was hot lapping the shit out of their cars.
I had to carry them inside the building, Fred. I couldn't count that shit outside. Y'all got to come with me inside. We got to go in the building. Let's go in the building. We are not going to stand out here and count this for the wind blow or somebody bump up and run, and we going inside. Shut that door. Yes, sir. We going inside. With them. And I mean, good grace almighty. So, but I had a great time. But that was one of the biggest ones that race happened. I'm glad to see it finally got off. And I was thinking Zeus was going to really, I was going to give Zeus a few minutes because to me, he was the bear of the week. You know, I always pick the bear at events. So I was going to let him have a few minutes of just him talking, but I guess he's doing something right now. He'll be back on here later. But I want to thank Badmouth Crew. They raced. They raced their cars.
They took
a licking. Mm-hmm. But, shit, them cats was, when it was over, they were like, Albert, come take a drink with us. I tell you right now, they ain't give a damn. They lose some, they win some.
No.
And that's what they
did.
They were like, come on. So I got to give credit to Mark and them. They were sitting there drinking. Rob and his wife. I love her to death. That man, good girl. I love his wife to death. She one of the nicest ladies I ever met. And we just had a great time. You know, Crunch, it was just the fellowship is what get me, Crunch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Racing. I enjoy the racing. I enjoy it. But the fellowship. Albert, come on here. I'm walking back to my car. And, you know, I got, you know, hip trouble. Crunch, I've been having a little trouble with my hips. I had a little limp. I just walk. One guy told his son, you walk back. Come on here, Albert. Sit on this golf cart and come on here. That's mad. That's He said his leg's younger than yours and mine. I said, good report. Come on here. Let's ride. You know, I love shit like that, man. He said, Dad, get up, boy. Get up here. Your leg's younger than ours. Come on here, Albert. I said, man. And I laughed. And, but, you know, I love shit like that. I love the fellowship out there, that track, man. Y'all just don't know. I love all y'all. I'm glad everybody know me. And, you know, I couldn't catch everybody's name. And I was like, man, I know who you are, but I couldn't think of your name at the time. But I just want to say, man, I love all y'all, man. I really do. I appreciate everything. Everybody was bringing me water and fish me a plate, you know.
That's what's up.
Because I hadn't ate anything all day.
Shout out to Uncle Sammy, man.
Man, Sammy pitched me a plate and brought that to me, and I'm thankful for it, and I love him to death. But I got to talk about these races, man. Good God almighty. But when Shaq Attack beat that Cobalt, I think that fucked up the church's money, Fred. That Shaq Attack fucked up the church's money on that race.
Yeah.
But shout out to Daniel Hall, James Rohn and the crew, and T. Wright and his crew with Shaq Attack. And I thank them for racing. Tony Tan and his crew from North Carolina bringing Rambo. That Corvette Salvage, I want to thank him. Rico Mafia, Betty Racing, all the big tires they bought two cars. Jack Gantor, he had issues, but I thank him for coming. You know, he broke.
Don't forget Dwayne Cousins. He did his thing.
Yeah.
He was out there. He had four races. Him and his son, they did that thing. They went out there.
Shout out.
They went grudging.
Shout out.
Mark Hayes.
Shout out to the Godfather.
Mark Hayes.
They got busy.
Jeff Rogers.
I mean, them big guys to me, this is just my opinion. Joe, I done told you, I think the big tires took over the show this weekend. I really do. I got to give it to the big tires, man. I really do. I got to give it to the big tires.
They did a damn good job.
Hey, Pat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pat, what were the top three races that you, in your opinion, that you think was the best in this weekend?
The best three races that was Zeus and Badmouth Crew. I got to give it to them.
Right.
Shaq Attack and the Cobalt.
Yes.
Lord,
how about
Betty
Racing and the Cobalt? That was a close one.
That was a good one too. Betty Racing.
That was a close one. He was out. They was out in front for a while. The Cobalt just did driving around. Just did get him.
There's one more, Joe.
Okay.
Joe, the one when we had all that money back. Look, Toy, and another one. Me and Joe.
Yes.
These guys, and I ain't trying to talk about the guys' cars, but. Let's say their cars don't cost as much as some of these other guys' race cars, but they were the number one race as for money-wise.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? For the most money.
Oh, that was Carolina Killers. Believe it or not, the Carolina Killers on that one race.
They, like I said, I ain't trying to put the cars down, but they're not as high, fancy, pretty like all these other race cars, but they did the most money on that race.
Yeah.
That race was the number one race with the most money. I'm dead serious. They beat Marcus and Zeus. Marcus and Zeus was number one at one time until these guys came up to me and Joe and gave us that money. We were like, oh, my God. I was like, show me the two cars. And I looked at them like, y'all bent more than what the cars are worth. But
right.
They got their cars, and I mean they got busy. Them some bitches went down the road. Good God almighty. I said, great. They sold.
So.
Carolina,
I gotta
have that's my third race.
You can't tell the secret though. That might be a secret. We ain't supposed to look like you fast in this game here.
Right. Good report. They didn't go down smoking and none dumb some bitch. When they left, they were gone. I said, man, good God, if that ain't a hustle they got going on, but they betted that money. That was the number one race. Yes, that's for money ride. They betted that money. Me and Joe had it. I was like, good. I can't believe these guys running for this much money. But, you know, so I think that was a good race.
So
them three
between you and Fred, I got to ask this. I'm going to leave this alone. What was the upset of the day on Saturday? What was the upset? Like, what was y'all expecting to see and it didn't happen?
Hey,
or somebody
raced right now,
and they lost.
I'll tell you one.
What's that?
When Dwayne Cousins and his son, man, ODB off the trailer, that was an upset.
The report.
Was an upset. They didn't expect that one. Nobody.
Mine's going to be Jason Gray and 69 Steel off the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another one.
Everybody knew JC was going to beat the fool out of
Copperhead.
Copperhead got him. Yeah.
You know what mine's going to be, right?
Who is that? Oh, you were.
President versus Trick Bag.
Trick Bag, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the hell happened with that race. Yes.
Big up for a dead president. He took his licking, but next year, Apple, we got another one.
I'm gonna tell y'all now, Mob Town, if they lose, they're not gonna go go
Fred.
To the pit and cry and whine and all that. They gonna find, we gotta find somebody else. We gotta find somebody else.
Hey, Fred, I'm gonna say to you, Fred. All I'm gonna say to you, Fred, is that at the beginning, when y'all brought that car up, their presence, yeah, y'all had yellow issues.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has the gremlins. But less than a year, y'all got that shit ironed out. Y'all some bad motherfuckers, bro. I'm gonna get that to y'all, hands down. That's
I'm gonna tell you, man. Thank you, brother.
That's free.
I gotta give credit to my team, man, because we brought that car out at Lions, Tigers, and Bears for the first time.
Yep.
And shout out to my brother Avon. That car wouldn't even be together if it weren't for him, because he does all the leg work, making sure it goes there, it goes there. I don't even know what the hell's going on half the time, just to keep it real. But and then Ricky, you know what I mean, my brother / tuner, who built the car.
Right.
He got a hand on that car in less than 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm getting at.
We were having some real issues. You know, we were having some real issues, but... You know, I just want to give a thank to my brother Debo, who drives it. You know what I mean? My team, CJ, David, James, Brian. I got a hell of a team, man. And it's really, a lot of people just see me, but I really don't do anything, to be honest. they make me look good.
That's good.
I just want to thank my team and my brother.
Honesty, the best policy. For sure.
Yeah, I just want to thank my team and my brothers, man. Real talk.
Wow. Damn. Mm.
Good report.
You got a strong team, man. Stay positive, stay healthy, and keep riding.
And you know what's crazy? I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to shut up. You know the only thing I do to that car is when they bring it out the box, I wax it and keep it looking good, and then I'm gone. They don't see me no more until it's time to put it back in the box. I don't change the plug, I don't pull no gas in it. Yeah, that's it. All I do is make sure it looks good, and then I'm out. They don't see me no more until it's time to put it back in the box, man. That's fact. So I'm very thankful for my team and my brothers, man, because, you know, I wouldn't be nothing without them.
Right.
I got to say, you know what, another upset that I kind of like, that was upset when Mike Little Lee ran Avon.
Yep. Yeah, Joe, he smashed
us on
that one.
I definitely thought
he'd buy it.
I got to say that.
Shout out to Mike and T.
That one, I kind of like, I was not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie. If I had to bet, I would have said, this is going to be a runaway. I was not waiting for that. But I didn't, not at all.
And Joe, they ain't win no couple dollars either. They cracked us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But see, that show you right there. You don't know until you get in the paint.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta pick up.
That wasn't a small amount. They cracked it.
Yeah. You know. Trust any more lines want to be open? Anybody else want to get on? Everybody kept saying they couldn't wait till the show.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen. I sat here while y'all were talking, and I just ate dinner, so I'm looking up here now. I got 81 callers in the queue, but they're not putting up their hands. I think they're listening. They want to listen before they start some shit.
Well, they better get on before 8:30. They better get on before 8:30.
A few of them ain't on here just yet, but I guess they, like you said, maybe they eating dinner too. They gonna get on.
I tell you what, Tony can't
hey,
be
hey,
in
hey,
here.
Albert, I got a question for you, Albert.
Say what, Fred?
Hey, Albert, who gets the Jackass of the Weekend award?
Oh, Lord, Fred. Why
this a good talking?
That was gonna be my next question. I was gonna ask Fred.
Hey, Fred, why you do that to me? God, almighty, God, the Jackass of the
Uh-oh.
Oh, so my God.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. Right. So what's the criteria that obligates you to give it to a Jackass of the Week? What did they do? I want to know.
Oh, no. Crunch, you going to the details.
I just want to know before they say it, so we'll know the criteria behind it.
I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm gonna keep quiet.
I guess what we're trying to say is you the Sammy for going out there doing that race. Knew damn well you ain't had no chance. So I guess something like that. But let me think about that one for a second. I got a few of them in my head.
I'm trying to spit shine it, just piss on it, and it goes away.
He's trying to make it real nice.
Trying to make it all pretty. Like, come on, man.
Oh, shit. But, Tori,
there's a lot
of shit that I could get a Jackass Award to, but, oh, man, I'm trying to narrow it down.
I know. What I miss?
I'm going to be quiet.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going on mute.
Who got me
curious?
Y'all
got me curious.
My bear went to Zeus. I'm going to get at the Zeus. My bear goes to Zeus.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. Zeus did his thing.
And my jacket. Oh, y'all ready? Here we go. I got to give my jackass to. Lord, I know I'm going to hear this shit. I give it to Antoine Collins with ODB who kept Willie in that goddamn truck all goddamn night.
Oh, no.
Hey, Albert, I had a different one. Hey.
I got to give it to ODB. Because, look, I'm going to be honest. ODB had the truck. His truck was riding. But they found out what was wrong at the end while the truck kept going up in the air. So I got to get him the jackass of the week.
Oh, man. All right, Fred.
They're going to kill me for that.
I want to nominate. Hey, Albert, I'd like to nominate Dwayne. I would like to pop his son, Cousins True, Godfather for the Cup of the Week. Team Godfather for the Cup of the Week.
The Cup. I was going to give him the jackass. We ran choo-choo train on him.
Yeah, hey, Fred, I got one. I hate to do this to the man.
Hold on. I got another caller. I got a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
202-3960. Your mic is hot. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
And who are you? You got to tell us who you are.
This Tricky Rich, punk.
Oh, okay. How are you, buddy?
What's good with you?
I'm good.
All right, I just wanted to get
my mic up before y'all for somebody to say something out of line, and ain't nobody here to correct the bush.
Right, you got a lot of background noise. So if you put your phone on mute,
whenever
you want to speak, come on back, all right? Because I think Fat Al was about to tell us something. He's about to tell us something real, real interesting right now. Well, what were you about to say,
bro? Hey, but I want to know from Fat Al, what was the problem that was causing the truck to keep wheeling? That should be interesting. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, they got it together. You know, they fixed the problem. And, it was the issue because like that last race when they ran
You ain't saying what the issue was.
But, I mean, that's their issue, Rick. I mean, I don't know. They fixed the issue. Yeah. They said they had an issue.
What?
And they fixed it.
I hear you.
I hate to do my man like this. He's a good guy. But I got one more jackass. Now that this race is over, if I got to give it to him, I know he's going to be mad at me.
Showing up home.
Let me catch my breath. God damn, that's another one. God damn, Avon, but I won't go see him yet. He pays punk out. He just paid punk out. Hey, I'm glad he paid punk out. All the DPs, half the DPs I had, I got rid of them paying out the punk out. So, and I hope he learns a lesson for this. But OG Bobby, if that wasn't the dumbest race you could ever did, when you gave that, he gave you one and one.
I knew you was going to say that.
I got to give you the jackass of the week, too. God, I can't believe you said that.
God.
Who
damn,
was it? Who was that, Fat Albert? I didn't hear you. Who was you talking about, Fat
OG?
OG
Bobby. OG
Bobby.
He ran ODB. He on motor and ODB is straight. ODB gave him the one and one. You shouldn't have done that, but
man,
I'm sorry, but I give credit to Bobby for racing. He did go out there, but
he got credit for racing, man. But
looking at that race, you'd have thought he had a gorilla in that motherfucker.
For taking that kind of race.
Yeah.
Are y'all talking about
Bobby
Walker?
Bobby Walker, yeah. With the colors, gangster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
336-9816.
I know.
Yeah.
Somebody, what you would somebody. Be just listening.
All
okay,
right.
Cool.
What's going on, buddy?
Go ahead, Fred.
Well, hey, Albert, somebody's driver went to sleep for almost 20 racks.
Damn.
Got a 500 light.
Ah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And got fired.
No shit.
God damn, he got nervous.
Are
he had some serious nervous.
Yeah. Who was it, Fat Albert?
Y'all got to start putting names for this now.
Fred, the one that
who was it, Fat Albert?
Hey, Fat Albert, I know they keep putting you in a hot seat.
Worry,
you can sweat like a motherfucker with no spotlights on you.
Hey, Fat Albert, I just want to be real about it.
Say what now?
443-7807.
Your mic is on.
What's
going on about it?
What's going on, fellas? What it do?
What I say,
Mark? What's good with you, Mark?
Bad,
what's up, bro?
What's happening? Bad Muck Crew, just checking in, you know what I mean? We had a good weekend this weekend. We won two and we lost two, and we collected two punk outs. Actually, we collected two punk outs. Eight ball had three races. He got fucked up by one, and he fucked up two other motherfuckers. So I just want to say, basically, North versus South pretty much is the year-end finale, you know what I mean, for most racers up north. That's when we all get together, meet up, and I think it was a decent event, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers called Fat Albert all day long, Friday, looking for the Bad Muck Crew, and the Bad Muck Crew got on the scene, goddamn it, was nothing to be seen, you understand that? So I just want to say, it ain't no party like the Bad Muck Crew, so motherfuckers can rag on us, they can say what the fuck they want to say, but one thing about it, we bet that motherfucking bag, and we ain't scared to fucking lose. So for whoever that's just making them little subliminal comments and all that shit, get y'all motherfucking weight up. Plain and simple. And y'all have a good night. I'm back on mute. Fat Albert, you my man. And keep that shit down the middle.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey.
Sermon out there. You busy, y'all. Hey, Albert.
Oh, my
but
God.
Somebody's driver went to sleep for a bag for almost 20 of them things. And then he got nervous and had to go to Sunday service.
Put the name on it.
You keep saying that over and over again. You go out there for that bag.
Bag, and we ain't working for no motherfucking peanuts.
Hello. that was the first full pass on the truck. I ain't making no excuses, but we got fucked up on the first full pass. First time out, we went out there, we back, and we just came out short. The man got on stage and pissed on himself. Shit, what can I do about it?
You know, you did the same thing when you got on stage.
It
must run in the family because he did the same thing when he got on stage.
I got two punk calls, and one was tap dancing when we could have got it off the trailer when I came out. So can't nobody say I was scared. Like, get that right. If you don't talk about it like it's supposed to be.
A whole lot of people say you were scared. You still scared.
And if you come out there with that big block and you come on that truck, you give us some justice, we'll fuck you up too. How about that?
Man, get off your knees.
You
want to
run your mouth? We'll moonwalk on your ass. You give us the one on one with that small block on 28.
Number one, it ain't even your truck, and you talking for some shit that you ain't got no space on.
Well, I can lock it. That don't matter.
Stay in your place, man.
That's smooth.
Look away.
Hey, so in other words, he's a fan. He's a fan.
That motherfucker, look away. He looking away.
Hey, Fred, I've been saying this. Hey, Fred.
And you've been trying to talk your way out of it.
How can a man look away from somebody that he ain't even looking to entertain? How can you look away from that? You doing the look
like
away
said,
from me because you
that,
ain't
that,
trying to
that,
lock
that
in with me.
That's been on the table for a while.
You doing the look away because you not trying to lock in with me. Now, if you want to talk about it,
I am trying to lock in.
Okay.
What you want to do with the truck?
Well, get your ball. Let your balls hang. Do what you want to do.
Get them, Rick.
I said your car. I'm not even entertaining the truck.
No, if you do it,
I'm not giving.
I said you.
Listen. So why you even on the show talking if your shit ain't together?
We'll flip that weak ass.
Why are you on here talking if your truck ain't together?
You give us one with the truck, we'll flip that weak ass
crunch
you got. You got out here talking to me.
Crunch.
You got out here looking for a smoke. Bitch, take a smoke right here. Give us one on one
on
that 12-hour 28, and we'll fuck you off.
Hold on,
man, give
hold
me a
on. Blow. I got another mic I got to open up here. 240-8095.
Hold on, Drew. Yeah,
240-8095. Your mic is hot.
Can you please tell the people how much that pop was, man? Because some people is just saying some numbers that ain't right. Tell them what the pop was, please. Get this shit out the way, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I heard.
Wait,
20.
Hold on. I can hear what he said.
He said tell him what the pot was.
I would say 20, since they want to put it out there. Wait a minute.
It was a little less than 20,
but it was right there at 20, so you may give a couple of $100, so fuck, 20,000.
Hey, Freddie, appreciate it, but let me ask you this real quick, Freddie. Wait, hold on, Marcus. Okay, I said a couple of thousand,
and I'm the one to fucking count it. How you going to tell me it was a couple of thousand? I'm the one to fucking count it.
The report. Go ahead, Marcus, what you was about to ask me?
Basically, what I was about to say is the same thing with Fat Albert. What's the difference from tomato to tomato? What's the difference? You know what I mean? What's the difference?
If it's 18 now, we're going to call it 20.
You motherfucking right. That's what I'm talking about. You motherfucking right. That's what I'm saying.
Can I say something real quick? Listen, if y'all double that pot, we can go back out there.
Hey, Zeus, this is what I can tell you. You said you were done for that day, right? Did you say that yes or no, sir? Hello?
What did you say?
I said, did you say you were done for the night after, what fucked you up? Did you say you were done for the night?
Dog, it was fucking 10 o'clock at night,
man. Hey, hold on, wait. Hold up, listen. I didn't get on here to argue with nobody. I didn't get on here to argue with nobody.
Okay, well,
so it's either...
Let's hear him out.
Listen, Zeus, did you say you were done for the night after you and after Buck fucked you up? Yes or no?
When Antoine came over there with this little
did
ass...
Did you say yes or no? Cole, listen, did you say you were done for the night? Okay, so listen, I'm not trying to overtalk nobody, this is what I'm telling you. We was willing to go back out there with you. You said you were done for the night, so that's what it is.
This is what I tell you.
You can't tell us nothing. You can't tell us nothing. You can't tell. We're done for the year. We're done for the year. We are done for the year. We are done
okay,
for the year.
I'm not going to argue with you.
One at a time, please, so we understand we can hear somebody. One at a time.
Hey, listen. This is what I'm saying. I'm not going to argue with you, but he can never tell me shut the fuck up. It's basically what I'm telling you. That's man to man.
Okay.
Hey, here's what I'm going to say as a fan. You got a real, that's what I call a real grudge race, right? You know, they had animosity between the two cats. They kept the cords enough to be able to get in the paint. And when it was time to put that money up, they bet the bag. So listen, shout out to the Gap Squad. Shout out to the Bad Mouth Crew. God damn it, I'll say they officially got this.
Hey.
Let's
I got this.
Good report.
Everybody,
good report.
Sure, for sure.
Everybody want to know how much. Hey, Fred, they was the number two race for money wise. The first one was Mitchell had his other race, and they were the number two. Everybody keep asking, did they really bet them? Yes, they did. And as Zeus said,
yeah,
I gave him and his uncle when the race was over. I had it rubber banded. Gave it right to him.
Tomorrow night, crack your lane, how the fuck you went, let's get the fuck on for 20. Now what the fuck do you want to do? Man, what the fuck do you want to do? That's what the fuck I thought. That's what the fuck I thought. Stay your peasant ass. I tell you what. I tell you what. Watch this. This is how I call his bluff. Hold on, watch this. I'm gonna call your whole bluff right now. I'll call Mark right now to prep the whole fucking track, however fuck you want. We like the whole pot up tonight. Right. Now, what the fuck you want to do? See, I ain't got time. Listen, man, Juan Carlos, stay with the tire checker the fuck you are. You're a tire checker. Shut the fuck up. I ain't talking to you. So what I'm saying is this. I wasn't coming here for a whole bunch of gaffing, but what I'm here to tell you is this. You backpedaled twice off of another race. You did run OJ. I was willing to fulfill OJ's pot to run you that back to head the fuck up.
But I cannot have that many people arguing at one time because we can't hear a word you guys are saying. So I'm going to bring you guys in one at a time. Please speak one at a time and respect the show. This is your host
Crunch,
for the
it's
evening.
A show. It's
I don't
happen.
Really. I know, but
listen,
I'm trying
Crunch.
To show them like
hey,
listen. All right,
we respect the show. We respect the show, right?
Respect
That's
the show.
I'm
gonna bring everybody back right, in. I'm bringing everybody back in, but right. you cannot okay. argue and talk over the next person because we can't even hear what you're saying.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say this, so I'm gonna get off. I ain't gonna say too much. I ain't doing too much. Zeus, you're capping, because let me explain something to you. Anybody with real sense can go back and listen to the video. I heard we walked the gas three times from the three willies and damn near beat you. So I'm not worried about
yeah.
you. You can't say I can't beat you. Because let me explain something to you, baby boy. You ain't never been the numbers that I've been with that car. Matter of fact, Goldfinger ain't been the numbers I've been with ODB. So understand this, motherfucker. You're beneath me, boy. Now you heard what the fuck I said. Now if you like what I said, kiss my
really
brother.
Now
I'm
on the W.
That wasn't nice.
Hey, listen,
really
listen,
don't
listen.
Turn on the W.
Listen, okay, listen. I don't give a fuck about the W.
That wasn't
and the
nice.
The point of the matter is this: he won't go back out there. That's my point to him. He won't go back
hey,
out there. And I will cancel this
talk,
weekend
man.
Playing. I will cancel. He's been on here the whole time. Now I'm on here. I'm talking.
Let him talk.
What I tell you is, man, fuck what y'all say. I'm gonna say what I need to say. He's been talking this whole time. It's my turn. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling him is this. Or you can never fuck with me.
Hold up. I gotta take control now. Hold up. This is Albert. Chill out for a second. Let me say that. Okay, all right. The race is over. If y'all want to get busy, let's do this. All right, hold on.
All right.
Marcus, stop making me laugh, Marcus.
Marcus, an asshole.
Tori, chill out. Let me say this. If y'all really want to get busy, let's do it this Sunday. Zeus, are you available this Sunday? Just a yes or no. That's all you can say. Yes or no.
No.
Okay. That's the end of it.
Don't run me.
He said no. He said he can't do it. He said no. That's
hey,
all. He
okay.
Said.
All right. I'm
gonna
tell
you something. And hold on, Albert, is I'm still online?
You can't keep letting them do.
Yeah, you
talk,
on grab.
Let me talk.
All right.
Let
okay.
me talk. What was you
been talking.
Let Zeus talk.
Everybody stop talking. I'm gonna bring it. Hello, fellas. Everybody stop talking, please, because
yeah.
it's just getting ridiculous. I'm gonna bring the two mics in again. Fellas, y'all gotta understand we cannot hear what's being said. So if you guys have
right,
something
okay.
to say, calm down. I understand this is a serious rivalry and the tensions are high,
it's
but
not,
to make something happen and to make sense, we gotta talk with sense.
Okay,
now everybody's live.
Right?
Everybody is. Their mics are
right,
on.
So, okay.
I haven't got started yet. I ain't even said good evening, everybody.
Can I lock in the race or not? That's all I wonder. If not, that I get the fuck
yes.
off of here.
Listen. I want to hear from Zeus and Zeus. Hold on. I want to hear from Zeus and Zeus only. Zeus, go ahead and talk
all right,
to me. What you want? Talk to me, Zeus.
All right. Now, this is what I propose.
Okay.
Me and ODB. Head the fuck up at motherfucking Custom P and Fred Gray lock
no.
the whole pot, motherfucker.
Not gonna happen.
Okay,
we already said we're not
Antoine.
Going to that event. We're not going
oh,
to that
okay,
event.
Okay.
We're going to world class
okay,
five. We're going to,
no.
you know, we're going to be an
okay.
MRO that weekend. So what did you say? That's,
okay,
that's nothing.
Okay.
Now propose something else, ma'am.
Both,
come on.
Okay, hold on.
Because
hold on.
I want,
so, both,
hold on, Fat Albert. Listen,
hold on,
Fat
Albert. Hold on.
Hold on, y'all.
Both of y'all.
Right.
I want to do it this Sunday. Zeus said no. Zeus want to do it November 5th. Antoine said no. So I think y'all
correct.
Just done
I, well, we won't be there.
We
but listen, this
right.
Hey, Fat Albert, listen to me real carefully. When I do it, I want to fuck the fire truck up, and I want to fuck the dumpster Nova up the same day.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Antoine,
Gen 4. I got
you on here. Hold on, Antoine, you on here? Yeah. What up?
You on here? Did you on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Fat Albert, you listening?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. OTP will go to Ad Race at Orangeburg looking for Zeus Central with that same Reed S10. Bitch, we go to your ass for $10,000 off the trailer. Lock the fuck in. Do you accept yes or no? Now.
You need to shut the fuck up.
I see that.
Is that more?
My man is right.
Muscle lip.
Introduce
Fat Albert.
Whoa.
My phone was
laughing.
On mute. Did he
no.
say shut
hold
the
up.
Fuck up?
Hold on.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Hold on. Let me handle this.
Hey, let me get one of them, Jordan.
Let me handle this. Either you want to do it or you don't, you stupid bitch.
Hey, what
the fuck is they talking about, man? Oh. They want to race, they don't.
All right, so y'all think y'all cannot come up with a date? Yeah. Y'all can't come up with a date.
I just said we were running for $10,000 aside for motherfucking ass race this weekend. Get the fuck up off the fucking trailer. Let's get the fuck up. Now, tell them to get that shit back. Tell them, get that bag up. Now.
Hold
yes
on, I can't
no?
hear you.
I repeat. He said he would run you heads up this weekend for $10,000, lock the whole party in.
Now,
Fat Albert, tell him to shut the fuck up.
See, that don't mean nothing.
He's right. So why are we out there? Why are we out there?
So we just laughing? We just laughing?
I believe that's what it is. Just nobody.
Oh, okay.
Is racing.
Right.
So I think nobody. Y'all both dates. Y'all can't agree on. So we gonna drop it. Yeah. I guess y'all gotta wait till next year.
That's cool.
Wait till next year.
Hey, Fat Albert. No, it ain't no nothing. Yes. No year. Guess what? We let them bitches have it.
What?
And guess what? Fuck them. They can't beat us in that fucking separate. Money don't mean nothing to us, man. We print that shit over.
Fat Albert,
we print that shit off. We print that shit off. Money don't mean a motherfucking thing to us. We print that shit off. This bitch has had his uncle put the pot up, that dumb motherfucker. You broke bitch. Now.
That's what I am. You right about that?
Yes. You broke bitch.
I'm a broke bitch.
And your fat bitch ass motherfucker.
Hey, Marcus, see, I wanted to say nothing, but listen to this. They stopped counting first because I went to his uncle to bet $1,500 more. He said no, but I'm back on mute.
Now you lying. I tell you what, hold up.
Listen to me. Okay, hold up. Watch this. Would you let me finish? You won't let me talk. Listen. So we went into the.
Oh my God.
Listen. You lied to your teeth. We're telling you the truth. We went into the office. We went. Yo, let me talk. So what we did was we went into the building. Listen closely. Man, would you listen? It ain't the live feed. You missing the point, dude. We went to the office with Fat Albert. We gave. Hold up, because I'm about to tell him. We went to the building with Fat Albert. We gave him the number. The number first got to one number. Marcus went back to Fat Albert, gave him more money. When he came out, I came to your uncle for another $1,500, and he said no. I ain't got a lot. I put that on my dead grandma. Get the fuck out of here. Don't talk that money shit to me. I put that on my dead grandma. I ain't got a fucking lot. What the fuck wrong with
you? What
the fuck wrong with y'all? Super trying to tell me what the fuck we did. the fuck we did. He said right there in the back of the room. He said in the room, he would match anything that we got up there. We got up, we got in there, put one number. We came back to two of my teammates, want to put some more in.
Fellas,
and
the money part don't even matter, man.
That
shit dead,
right,
man.
Fellas, right
money,
now,
his money
right
dead,
now,
man. That
listen,
shit don't matter,
fellas,
man. Let
listen,
that shit go, man. We all got
money.
I don't want to
mute all the mics again. Listen to me. I'm the host of the show. I understand that the animosity is high, but talking about the stuff that is irrelevant right now, if the race can't kick off and we can't come to a deposit or a DP with the deposit man on the phone, let's not talk about all the stuff that's really not important. The race got off.
Okay, that's cool.
The race got off. We know the animosity and the attention is high. And I want to give everybody time to speak, but you got to, you guys have to listen, you guys have to understand that while we're on this show, it's not fair to everybody that I allow all this hollering and screaming at the top of your lungs, because we don't understand what's going on, fellas. So just calm down.
I respect that.
You know, calm down. I got to keep the mic open because it's 8. Listen, when 8:30 comes, when the mic aren't open, you'll never be able to get your mic back on. So I got to keep them open.
That's right. Okay, so let me ask you a question.
But guys, you got to respect the show or else we're not going to have fun here tonight. This is what we do.
All right, so can I have?
Listen. Grudge racing for cash is the only hobby all of us can get together from any state, any race, anywhere in this country and have a common bond. So it went off.
Right.
It got off. Shit went down. People
got some
money. People lost some money. People won some money. Marcus, I met you before. You a good dude. I appreciate you. I got a lot of respect for you. I like how you roll. But right now, you got to show me that you respect the show, bro.
Anyway, this is what I got to say, Fat Up. Zeus Central.
Okay, go ahead.
Bigfoot is willing to run you for $20,000
a
time.
Season two,
what the fuck is going on, man? Y'all got to find that shit out. Y'all got to cut the goddamn mic, man.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Okay, Zeus Central. But it's coming to north versus south. And we are willing to run you for $20,000 a side on the fucking for Friday or Saturday.
You
better do it for the time on it. The whole pot.
Season 2, episode 2.
Fuck the deposit up.
I mean, I hear a whole bunch of laughing and all that bullshit. I don't know what you're saying. I don't think it's going to stop entertaining this shit, man. Let it go. I don't think it's going to do it, Mark. But look, I'm going to tell you, it was a good race. But listen, Bob, they finally got it off. We're going to let this fuck go. What I can tell you is this: we lost and we lost with honors, man. We not no fucking sorry losers, man. We lit this shit, man. This is what the fuck we do. We don't give a fuck about none of that shit, man. Money don't make us. We make money. You understand that? So all the extra shit, it don't mean nothing to us. We still live good, and we going to still have the honor of letting our family show us that we is the fucking kings of this shit, plain and simple. What's going on, man? We just want to race, man. Got Kenny Ferguson on. Kenny, we just talking about the recap of this weekend down at Gallatin. I guess the biggest race was between ODB and Buck
Wheaton.
Can I say one thing?
Actually, the biggest thing was that the Thomas boys, that we finally got the money out of them bitches. We finally got fuck out money out of Thomas boys.
Okay.
That was the biggest thing.
All right.
That was the biggest thing.
It was a good race. It was a good event, Kenny. I wish you could have. Kenny, at the beginning of the show, them big tires got busy down there, Kenny. Them big tires got busy. I wish De Niro was there.
I like that.
And
They had a great time.
That's
of course,
right.
Mark Hayes, Jeff Rogers, Rambo, Savage.
You ever seen a bitch of your video like, you like, yeah.
You know,
hold on.
So right. It was a good show. But, you know, I guess I'm glad to see Marcus and them finally get that race off. It happened, but hopefully they'll do it again. We just got to come up with a date. But it was a good show.
It's never going to happen.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey,
go ahead, Kenny.
This is manager. How you doing?
Oh
man.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I just want to say hello to everybody. You know, just come on the live feed. Who hosts the show?
Man, what's going on, manager?
Why do it matter who hosted it?
What's going on, good people? Hey, I just want to ask one question. Just a yes or no question. You know what I'm saying?
Watch this. Hey, Antoine
on here? Antoine calling?
See? Yeah.
Here we go.
What's up?
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. We have a daily shootout, right? Hold on. I know the truck that you got, you can't sit with me here that way. The one that you drive, that Blazer, whatever the truck you driving.
Man,
it's
I'm
yours.
Not coming November 5th.
Listen, I'll make it your worthwhile. I promise you on this. And I said fed out with the money. Listen, you got the back tire in the clear. I bet my $1,000 to your $500, and I'll send $1,000 out for the night, and we get the first round of shootout.
Hear me out.
I pay $100 to get in the shootout. I bet my $1,000 to your $500. You got the back tire to clear. Daily drive shootout.
Man, we're not trying to handle
daily
driver sheet, man. You don't got
the hell you talking about, man?
Bitch.
I won't be there. I won't be there.
What
the
fuck you talking about?
Oh. Okay, then this guy is a dynamic. I'm not here to go back and forth. I'm just going to tell you this.
Anytime after this whole day high that you just said, I'm going to take that race.
Antoine, you listening?
Your mic is hot.
Lord have mercy.
7-0.
It was a good race between ODB and Zeus. I'm glad it went off. I'm glad y'all both got your issue off. So basically, you know what I'm saying? Next year should be a third race though. Next year is a third race though.
But Antoine, you better take that. He said he gonna send the money tonight. Antoine, you better take that.
I want him November 5th at Fred's event at the beach.
I won't be there.
You got the back tie clear.
I tell you what. Send that up $1,000 right there. I'll make sure I'm there. Send it to him right now.
Okay.
No, we want to push.
That's cool.
Antoine, you got the back tire and the clear. His $1,000 to your $500.
To my $500. But it's got to be
in
your store, correct?
You must give Fred $100
Man,
just
get
in the seat.
Fuck Fred. We don't give, gotta give
watch
Fred
this.
Nothing,
that
man.
Part.
We don't give, gotta give Fred nothing. Understand that.
Now watch this.
You
so,
do.
You know, watch this.
You do.
It's no disrespect. But what I'm telling you is that we ain't got to give Fred a goddamn thing. Bitch, you ain't rich for $100. Bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck we got? Bitch, you ain't rich for $100. Bitch, what the fuck we got to give Fred for? I'm money for. You know what I'm saying? Stupid.
Fred Albert, tell me what I'm saying, Fred Albert.
Man, can y'all clear
it?
Antoine, do not talk to him, please. Don't talk to that dummy.
Matter of fact, fuck him, Fred Albert. I'm so disrespectful, Fred Albert.
Antoine, don't talk to him.
You got Fred Albert. I'm sending you $1,500 to that weak-ass nigga $800. Fuck him. Man, how about that? Fuck him. Disrespect that motherfucker. And you must drive that motherfucking truck. That's what we'll do. Man, make you bring your ass off that motherfucking bridge. Man, Fred Albert, send me your cash shot so I can make this motherfucker come across that bridge.
Get this bitch off of here, man.
Hold on.
We never say we was born, though. We never say we was born.
Watch
it. So
Marcus,
what the fuck
Marcus,
did y'all even talk about? We
Marcus,
not
hold
going.
Up. Hold up, Marcus.
We not going.
Hold up, Marcus. You know what, Marcus?
You don't
want
to hear that.
Rob, shut up. You messed me up. So this is what I need. My truck is gonna be in the shop that week. Can I use your truck? We both got black Explorers. Can I use your truck that week? Okay. Let's lock up the whole.
Absolutely. So you know, Anton, this is what we will do then.
Yes, sir.
Instead of 800 on your 15. Why don't we make it 1600 to your 3000?
Come on with it. I dare you.
Now, why you got to buy somebody's truck, though? Nah, I want your truck. Never mind.
We're not buying anybody's truck.
That's like me having a car. Ask Fred Albert, can I use a Lexus? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Red Rock.
I mean, you're doing that now.
Hassan, is your name on the registration?
I said nothing.
Oh, Lord.
Is your name on the registration, sir?
Hey Rob Webb, how about this?
The car
he
you
don't even know where registration
you got,
is.
You got all three things. How about that?
I thought you don't say it now.
Now the car, your daily driving car, you bring down there, you got all three things.
Rob,
lock
him in.
Okay. $1,500 on $3,000, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But we ain't in no shootout because I'm not a shootout racer.
On,
it's going to be a two-car shootout.
I'm telling you right now. Listen, for robbing them to come, I have to have the money because they're not coming unless I have the money in my hand.
Okay, and before I say something, all y'all duly called.
You said all you need to say.
All your duly trucks weak. And nobody, none of y'all trucks to beat me.
I'm coming with an Explorer because I don't drive my diesel every day.
Oh my
your
God,
diesel,
God.
Your diesel got all three things. I don't give a fuck about your diesel. Man,
I'm not bringing
that?
My diesel. I'm bringing my luxury sedan. My luxury SUV.
Is this for real or going on right now?
Yeah.
$3,000. I hope Antoine take that $50. Hold on, Antoine, you better take that $1,500.
Fat Albert,
I'll call you when I get the money, Antoine.
Fat Albert, you call me.
All you got to do is call me. It's locked. I will send the money immediately. We're going to do two races.
Yes, sir.
We're going to
do two
races.
Yes, sir.
We're going to give him the race with Rob that he's asking for, and I'll run him.
Yep.
Rob Webber, because your mouth bad. My man Don from New York killer, he let me use his motherfucking car. You come down there to the beach with my motor, just give me the brake. I don't give a fuck about you. Now how about that? With your truck? Motor.
But you won't do that. And he's already beat me you're right, because he's already beat me motor to motor.
You know, I'm driving. And I locked that
How about this? How about this, Mouth?
Killer always said Killer already said he loves you. What you want to do?
How about this mouth?
Antoine was right there.
How about this mouth?
Me. What you want to do?
How about this mouth? How about this mouth? How about this mouth?
How about this mouth?
Bring my shit down there and run you over motor to motor. It's November 5th, so what? I got plenty of time to do what I need to do. But it ain't going to be for no $500 either. It's going to be for $3,000 a side. You drive, I drive.
I done had a good laugh on that one. Okay. All right, let's move on.
I'm dead serious.
I done had a good laugh on that one.
Yeah.
I know you're serious.
I know about you.
If you're sitting at 1500, I'm going to call Antoine. And he'll
Antoine said his truck ain't working, so I ain't no way.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah, he said his truck ain't working.
Hassan, we got the same exact truck. The same exact truck.
Yes, we do.
Nah,
exact
I want
truck.
Your truck, Antoine. I'm cool. River,
what
river.
Say what? Lock it. Okay,
I'll wait.
Okay,
I'll wait next year.
Hold up.
You get scared, Miles.
Antoine,
Hassan,
no, Antoine. You can't trick me. I know how your truck looks, though, when I see it, so you can't trick me. If your truck ain't working, we'll do it another time. There's nothing.
Okay, no. Hey, Fat Albert, tell him to send that money. Get that check up.
Send that money.
Let's go.
Send that money.
Antoine, are you really fucking wasting your time with this dude?
Hey, listen.
I think he's buying advertising time.
No,
this is what I'm
going to
do. Listen.
I'm asking you a legitimate question. Are you really?
No, I'm asking you a legitimate question, Marcus, because you're running your mouth off.
You can never ask me a legitimate question.
That's 500 mouth. I said it fell out. Lock that in. That's how you shut him the fuck up. Call my bluff. You be sending that motherfucking money to me. I bet you that much.
We're waiting for the spring right now. This is your bluff. You wait for
the
whole
lot of time. When motherfuckers tell Antoine, you wasting your time. He ain't locked that motherfucking money. That I won't take that money. You fed. I'll tell him to lock that in.
Listen. Hey. What's his name again? Hassan.
Crush. Could you put him on mute, please?
Oh, hold up, Rob. Be quiet. You're a dumb bitch for getting a name of Hassan. Who names a motherfucker like that Hassan? He's a retarded
who
called, motherfucker.
I got a question for you. I'm getting ready to roll down to the casino. Should I put $1,000 on black or red?
Hold on, Hassan.
I said, I'm getting ready to ride down to the casino, Fat Albert. Should I put $1,000 on black or red? Should I put $1,000
on
black or
red?
Always
on red.
Always on red.
I got a headache.
I'll see y'all down South Carolina. I'm gone.
Man, get your bitch ass off here. You will never go to South Carolina, right. Bro.
You lost your money again, Zeus. Hey, Zeus, I'm on my way to Philly to get the people on the
Facebook.
Where's
my
food money? I'm on my way, Zeus.
Did it come from Zeus, or did it come from me, or did it come from Antoine?
So I don't have to argue with you, dumbass.
Fat Albert, the only way you answer that, the only way you answer that, it came from Zeus camp. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, man.
Hey, Fat Albert, can you answer the question? Can you answer the question as a man?
It came from Zeus camp.
Okay.
It came
man,
from
shut your
cat.
Bitch ass up, motherfucker. You went in the track.
Man.
Motherfucker.
What's the question?
Man,
I didn't hear the question. Y'all telling me what to say.
This is the question. When the money got put up, motherfucker, where the money come from? Did it come from Zeus or his motherfucking uncle? And did it come from me
his camp.
Or motherfucking the Bad Mouth crew? Understand that.
When we went out there,
you shut your bitch ass up, you dumb bitch. You couldn't put no money out your own pocket, your old ass.
Hold on, all I can say is, listen, let me say this. When we went in the building, it was Marcus, Antoine, and Joseph Brittenham, and me. That was everybody in the building.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
So I don't know where the money come from. I just know those were the people that was in the building.
Where did you get the money out of your head? Who gave you the money out of your head?
So you gave me the money? So Fat
Albert.
Fellas. Fellas, as the host of the show, it's starting to sound like First 48. Y'all confessing and telling names and speaking too much. That stuff is not important right now. Okay, then, so why motherfuckers talking about what a bitch is?
If I mute Mike right now, we won't be able to have the rest of the show
because it's already 8:30. It's going to cut us all off if I mute any mics right now. So I'm asking y'all to calm down. I'm just trying to calm down because I got to keep the mic open for the show to continue, but we can't hear it. We can't hear nothing.
Okay, that's cool. What I'm
moving down south, man. I can't wait to move out.
He didn't bring no money out of his pocket, man.
Y'all talk about that yet?
Yo, that was crazy.
I want to see that call out that they made out. They said they want dead president's head up 5-on-5. I want to see that race.
Man, they don't want no motherfucking dead president. They say anything. They don't want no dead president for real.
Hey, as Fred says, apparently, says anything. Shit, I like to see that.
I was just about to say that.
He already said as a North versus South, if he don't make it a Deion race, he's done for the year. So, I mean, November the 5th, I think he's coming out November the 5th. That was it. That's the last time. So.
No ass move will come out. That's no ass move.
That's between
Fred
and
Little
Mo. Don't give a fuck about none of that.
All right, but look. Little Mo on the show. Little Mo on the show.
Huh?
All right, but look, let me ask this question. Does anybody want to lock in for this Sunday?
Who?
Yes, hold up, yes. OD will run Zeus for 10,000 or better off the trailer.
Oh,
let's
no.
Get busy.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Huh?
I don't think that's going to happen. He said he... Okay,
from who? Hey, listen,
the
naked lady,
bro.
Hold up.
He ain't gonna take that shit, Brody.
Hold on. Who got the background noise? Somebody got a lot of people talking
about
it.
Yeah, that's background noise.
Somebody close Eddie
Johnson's
mic. That's
the best kind of
whole
bunch of stuff.
Anthony, is that you, man, with all the background noise? That's not me, bro. Anthony, is that you, bro? That's not me, bro. Okay, it's not you. Okay, that's all. All right, somebody got a lot of background noise. Y'all worse than the Piedmont crew.
Good God.
Man, this is, bro.
Hey, Fat, I'm just want to tell you. Right?
Okay.
He declined on the on Deion's race. We're going to Aaron's race. We're having a good time. That's what it is. I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Lomo, what up, Lomo? Golden Child, what up? What the fuck you doing on here, man?
Hey, I come to see what the hell y'all got going on. Y'all arguing like a bunch of bitches. Cool.
Mo, man, you just don't know, boy. Lord have mercy. Well, I thought they were bad down here. Hey, Mo, I just want to say this. Let me say this fat out. I want to say, man, good to see you again, brother. I'm glad your car was back and running good. Man, you know, because last time I saw you, you know, when you had that accident, you wrecked your car, but I'm glad to see it back, bro. Glad to see you back out there racing. Man, it was good to see you, you know. And thanks for coming to the show, you know, coming down there. You know, we had a great time. Like I said, there's no perfect show, but we got a lot of improvements to do. So it's gonna get bigger and better. But thank you.
This helped. I appreciate y'all allowing me.
Man, that truck.
Yes, sir. Had a ball.
Had a ball.
You know, I'm gonna give a shout out to y'all. Don't know his name, but the guy that was prepping the track name is Hurl. Man, Hurl, you got all the respect in the world for me the way you. You can go from small tires to big tires to small tires back to big. You had that
track. That's true. And Fat Albert,
yo,
I come off the trailer. Well, I went down there. My first pass was my first race was right behind all them big tire cars, and I was kind of worried about it. And look, I went out there and dropped that hammer, and before the wheels set down, I said, "Shit, I should have put more in it."
Yes, sir. It took it all.
I got a damn brand new car
going
right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It took all.
I just want to say, Harold, that's a bad man. I ain't taking nothing from all the other guys, but when you can prep a track like that and go back and forth, you're a bad man, bro. So, Harold, big shout out to you, Harold, and the Galat Motorsport Park. Great group of people. So, you know, but
Hey, Fat Albert.
Making plans for March. Yes, sir. Come on.
Hey, it was a good. It was a good damn race. God damn, if it wasn't expensive.
Say that again.
I said, it was a good damn race, but God damn if it wasn't expensive. Y'all come down and let Keisha shit me out of every goddamn thing.
God damn. Oh, my God, how could I forget this? I want to thank, hey, Trigger Man, Cowboy. Man, let me tell y'all, y'all ain't never just pulled them aside and just talked to them. I'm a two good group of guys. After it was all mm-hmm. over, me and Cowboy sat in the car, and Jamie came over there and talked. Man, if you just talk to them, man, they love this shit just as much as I do. I'm a good group. I want to thank them for coming. Tony Bynes, Mike Hill, all of them for coming up. Keisha did her thing, though. I ain't taking nothing from Keisha. Keisha a bad mother.
Yes, she did.
Good God. Oh, almighty. Keisha's
a bad motherfucker.
Hey,
I tried to chase that bitch. Hey, Tori, hey, y'all got to get on your job, man. A whole motherfucker got a whole lot of background on it. But that's what I got to say about Keisha, right? So a motherfucker said they did their thing, but they didn't grudge-race nobody. So motherfucker getting glorified about a shootout, y'all make that shit make sense to me.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there, Marcus.
Wait, I was going to say.
You said they didn't grudge-race. They tried.
But
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The move
move that was made in the meeting, they do that shit all the time. All that stuff started back here with Lance and Travis at Darlington.
I remember that. Yep.
Now,
I remember that.
Now, what they've been trying to do is really boil down to Keisha is carbon fiber floors, optic armor, car, light, wood, big fucking cubic inches, which we all know that. And it's fine if y'all going to let it in. But I feel like if you going to let Michael Neal set still for a race prior to the week of the race, and then you got 18 fucking cars that get in it and everybody's fair, and you got this one big goddamn monk to come up in there, y'all know HREM ain't going to have this. They bring fucking 12 cars to a shootout, and they know they got the pool to do it. So their point was to pull all them cars out because Keisha was in there and was hoping everybody else followed. I mean, they do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
They do it all the time. This is not the first time they've done that. They do it every single damn time. Now, they were starting to do it when Warden showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But originally, from what I understood, that this was supposed to be a small block, all still all black, from my understanding.
Oh, wow.
And the silver SN95 Mustang, whoever the Thornton guy is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The one that Keisha ran in the finals?
Jared, yeah.
It won't just Keisha. They was trying to protest him as well. But see, the problem is, if motherfuckers will keep their program to their fucking self and not let everybody know they got a fucking hog in the damn cars, we wouldn't have this fucking politics and shit whenever it's time to get in driver's meeting. So now that Dale and them know what Keisha got to know, what the damn, what's the guy named Thornton or whatever his name is? If his business wouldn't have been disclosed to them, everybody, none of that would have happened. But what fucked us up was if HREM would have dealt with it in the meeting instead of getting back to the trailer throwing a fit, it would about four fucking by runs in the first round of the shootout. And that's the whole lot of it. And if I'm understanding correctly, and they went and got their damn money back.
Damn.
But they're going to do it every time. They're going to do that every time it happens. I mean, I try to be as transparent on the Golden Child side as possible. But at the same time, if they're going to let the man in, you're just going to need a raise. You might well face the fact. I mean, he go to every other officer on last class and race. But all of a sudden, this one here, it really won't no standards. I mean, I was in the meet. Mike O'Neill was trying to get his point across. And, you know, Rico couldn't get in contact with Dexter or Joe fast enough to verify the rules of what it was supposed to be originally. So Rico said, hey, goddammit, if he beat the class, you got to let him in. And then that's what happened.
Right.
But basically, HREM point was proven. He got this big-ass motor. Y'all know he's going to dominate and win the class. And look who was left. The two biggest motors that they really was complaining about. So it could have been an awesome shootout, but I felt like nobody listened.
Right. I appreciate what you said, Mo. I mean, I didn't have nothing really to do with the shootout. I let, you know, because I had enough shit on my plate as it is. But like I said,
at
the beginning, y'all, we learning, and things don't get better. Okay, now we know that, hey, if you want to make a fair shootout, you can't let one bear go up against 10 other cubs. It ain't going to be fun.
But
it ain't going to be exciting.
This is the point.
But the faster car don't always win.
Right.
But,
and I like that.
But like Antoine said in the beginning, remember what Antoine said? A lot of them got out of it when they found out he was in it.
All right, and see, listen to this, though. Listen to this.
Again. Go ahead, Mo.
If you let them in one time, next year, this same time, you cannot decline this man. You've already done let him in, so it's going to fuck it up for the years coming forward. So next year, HREM won't even bring none of their damn 8 to 10 cars back because you can't deny Keisha next year. All Keisha doing is setting a pathway for all the races that he can run off the log last year for the years to come. So next year when he come back to run this same class, from this problem, you can't correct it because you done already let him in.
Right.
So now you're going to lose both ways. You're going to lose HRE because they already feel like you can't deny him next year. So he's got to come back again. And that's the same thing that Travis ran into.
Well,
I
think you can because now
we got a question.
What about that Malibu, that Trigger Man Malibu? What about it are they complaining about? I need to hear what that complaint is. I need to hear that.
It's carbon fiber floors. It's optimal armor all the way around. And then it's got over 700-something cubic inches in it.
Who said, hold on, who said all that? Who was the one that said that?
This is Golden Mo.
This is who?
That's Mo, Mo.
This
Golden Child, Marcus.
Golden Child,
okay.
Mustang, yeah.
And
so basically, so
now I would have backed up everything y'all said that anything can happen in racing. Because watch this. Mike O'Neill, who fucking threw the race, picked Keisha first round. Keisha goes out there and fucking run on horsepower, forgot to turn the nitrous on, but he's so panicky about Keisha, he over there blowing the tires off and been running
well,
up and down fucking Galata all fucking night, all fucking morning.
Listen, Mike,
that's right.
Mike O'Neill, you know, Mike O'Neill ain't never a bitch anywhere. He ain't never a class bitch anyway. He come from class racing.
Damn, Marcus.
I keep that
good
shit.
God 100. Almighty.
You are rude.
But Marcus, I do want to touch on what you said.
Mike O'Neill ain't never a class bitch. Period.
I do want to touch on what you said. It's not that we...
But I just
not
think...
that we pray.
I concur.
Hold on.
He's not a class bitch. Really, fuck it. Get the rules. And stick by your rules.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on, Albert. Okay, so
go ahead,
how
Mark.
Is it?
Go ahead, Mark.
What is not sticking to the rules? What is not sticking to the rules?
Maybe. I'm just saying. Well,
yeah, Keisha,
let's
yeah, understand
say,
this. And I'm
we
got
to go
you,
all glass.
I'm not shooting at you.
All steel.
But this,
no,
okay,
I'm just saying, Mark.
So
I'm just saying, Mark.
This is what I'm saying. If y'all accept Keisha and Keisha passed the rules, then what it is? Feel me? The bitch passed the rules. The bitch passed the rules. If you
there
wanna
was
kill,
no rules.
If right, okay, exactly, Mo. So you make it plenty of sense, right? If you wanna single a motherfucker out for not being allowed into a class because he outclassed the rules, then bitch, sing him the fuck out. Don't goddamn beat around the bush. Say Keisha is not allowed to race at this track. I mean, this event at this goddamn class.
Or,
whatever the case may be.
Or
I mean,
they can have two all-glass classes.
They
A and a B.
Well,
can have, yeah.
They do.
They can have
I
that.
Mean, I'm just saying. If that's what y'all trying to do, then do it. Don't beat around the motherfucking
right.
bush.
But
if
I'm
gonna fuck
a
bitch,
I want to leave this comment. I want to leave this comment right here. It's going to be hard to do next year. Correct the same problem. It's gonna call a big controversy next year for y'all and promoters because you done already let them eat. You can't go back now. It's already done.
No, can I say something?
Yeah.
Right. In March, I ran all steel glass. This year, Rico ran it.
So what that mean?
There's
what
different
that mean?
People that. There's
okay,
different
so
people.
That
there's different people. That what it means is different people that runs it. Like, I brought my shootout rules to Gallant. I enforce my rules.
Okay, again,
you know
what
I mean?
That mean? Nah, we don't
so
know what you mean.
He,
tell us what you mean.
All right, and say I come in March and this next year and bring my all-steel glass, Trigger Man is not in because I'm running it. If he has optical
so
armor,
what you
window
said,
all the way around.
Okay. Okay, hold up now. Okay, so what you're saying is, because it's a different person that ran it, that's why a Tree Man got into it.
I agree with
no, Marcus.
I don't know whose rules work. No.
Listen.
There is no ho. I'm saying it depends whose rules it is. You got Lance Stafford's rules, that's different. You got my rules. You got Big Jake's rules, and you got C.J. Harris. C.J. Harris and
Okay. Well, let's address the elephant in the room. Who set the rules up for this weekend then? Let's address that then.
I'm going to tell you what happened in that meeting. Basically, Mike O'Neill
came in with his rules. Because
Mike O'Neal's
rules. Because Mike O'Neal couldn't go and get Dexter and go and get Long Island Joe fast enough, Rico basically didn't compromise with the fact of, God damn it, I'm running the class right now. They asked me to run this shit. This is what it's going to be. And then that's where it went. So this man didn't have a standing chance. Basically, everything that he set the rules as far as for the week prior to prepping for Gallant North versus South went out the fucking door. Because he couldn't go and he couldn't go get Dexter or Joe to verify that, hey, yes, what Mike said is actually correct. It basically went like,
then it shouldn't have been
no shootout. You can't go get him. Goddamn, you
can't go get him.
It shouldn't have
been no shootout. It shouldn't have been no shootout.
Or Michael Neal should have walked away.
Away
from it.
That's literally how it happened, y'all. I mean, that's verbatim.
Right.
That's how it happened.
There you go. If Mike O'Neal, it was Mike O'Neal that set it up.
Mike O'Neal's
rules, and that's how it goes.
Because listen, wasn't the same shootout? It was the same shootout Friday, and there wasn't no controversy.
Mike O'Neal didn't have nothing to do with it Friday. Mike O'Neal specified on the flyer, he specified when he laid out the law, when he conducted his business all through the week, he said verbatim that his small block, it was either small block or it was just strictly nitrous, will only be Saturday. Friday don't have nothing to do with him.
Okay.
It's only Saturday. So that's why Friday you didn't even go to Java one time. I was waiting for the night class on Saturday.
So Friday's shootout was the finals, was the turbo car against the nitrous car.
Correct.
Yeah.
Both of them cars were from
the
New
nitrous
York.
Car
the finals. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were from New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the nitrous car won. The big controversy of the past week is nitrous cars can't run turbo cars. But look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the nitrous car won.
Yep. And it was
But like you say, though, man, we just, I mean, I don't talk to Joe and Dexter, and I don't talk to them. I said, listen, the way the car count that we had this weekend, I don't even want no shootouts on Saturday. Do them on Friday. And then Saturday, we go ball to the wall for grudge racing. We didn't need them. We don't need to shoot out on Saturday.
Fuck no.
It was just so much, so many cars. Yes, it was in the way. Honestly, I'm just going to say it.
You got somebody
got
a 4 o'clock clock in, and they ain't getting in the lanes until 6:30. That shit crazy, man.
I don't think it's just
the shootouts, though. What about everybody? What about all them 40 cars that just coming to test and tune and had all year to test? Why you come to test at a grudge?
There you go.
It's not about the shootout. It's not about the shootout. The shootout was not the problem. Because if you got grudge races in the shootout, then you just got two different lanes. That's why you
but
got
you always
one, two, and three, four, five.
Every event. Hold up.
But
it shouldn't be
like
that.
The best part about it. The best part about it, the test and tuners are the ones that's rushing through the lanes and rushing through the line to the line when they just pull up their own cars and they didn't care Listen, that comes back. Well, same what you say with Chris. What that all comes back to, like I said, and we observed it. We need help. We need a look. We just need help.
No.
The stage of
it's
lane.
Not,
yes, yes.
But
we
it's
need
not
help.
About the help.
The stage
it's not about
lane,
the help.
Hold on.
It's
the
about
stage and lane.
Respecting
hold on,
the court.
The stage and lane got out of hand. We was calling out what lane to get in, but then they kept changing it. So it wasn't.
It was.
They
that's
told,
fact.
They told the shootout to get in 2:44.
Facts, Rod Albert, because they did it to me. I ended up in the wrong fucking lane.
They kept changing it. So that's why it got so congested. And then, you know, I had to keep going back and forth. But like, well, give me these cars. I got grudge races. I got to get them off. And, you know, so that's why I say we got to have more help back there.
It got a little unorganized at the end. And then late at night, after, I'm going to say around about 7, 8 o'clock, everybody just got froggy, and they just wanted the groceries, throwing money everywhere. Everybody want to race now, but it just got out of hand, and it just got away from us.
But listen, like I said, we learned this. This is what I can see, man. Listen, I had a good time regardless. Because first, we come to grudge race. We don't give a fuck about no shootout, all that other extra bullshit, right? But what I don't like is that they said grudge racing is priority. It's no reason why a fucking grudge race is supposed to set the lanes for 2-3 hours based on
Yes, correct, Marcus.
You know what I mean?
My second race, I sat in lanes for an hour and 45 minutes. There's no reason I should.
Go ahead, Marcus. Well, like I said, Rob, your grudge race has got priority, real, like Marcus said. It shouldn't have been that way.
Like I said, all I can say is
I apologize. It shouldn't have been like Rob, you're right. You shouldn't have sat there for your grudge race that long.
We really don't need no apologies. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying,
no, Chris.
Like, this shit got to be better off ran. It just got to be better off,
right?
I didn't see no.
Yeah,
so
I'm not looking for an apology. I'm not looking for an apology. I'm just stating a fact.
Right.
Because there's been twice.
Hold on.
I mean, hold on a second. Down at Bridgeport, I came off the trailer at 11:45 p.m. There's no reason. I was there at the racetrack at 3 o'clock. There's no reason I should be off the trailer 20 minutes before the track's getting shut down. You know, I had a grudge race. I ran the boy back at 4 o'clock. It was 5:30, almost quarter to six when we actually went down the track. I was trying to get other races in. Now we say these are grudge events, and everybody wants to get caught up in the rules and the stipulations of the shootouts. I could really give a shit what Trigger Man has optic armor or fucking carbon fiber in his full board, because I'm not a goddamn shootout racer. I'm a grudge racer.
Right,
and when
just,
we advertise
right,
grudge events, people want to see grudge races. I go to grudge race. But I don't
want to
get caught in the lanes anymore for 6 hours.
But I understand that. Like I said, listen, what I'm trying to say to y'all is.
But this is what I will say, Scott Albert.
Wait a minute.
This event was better than the one in the spring.
Okay. All right. Look at Florida. Marva was sitting in the stage lane 4-5 hours to do a grudge race.
Oh, I know.
So there is no
absolutely,
perfect,
I know.
This race don't even have the magnitude. This race don't even have a third of the magnitude of Florida. Understand that, right?
You're right. There's no excuse at all. It don't. It's not. That's the Super Bowl of grudge race. You're exactly right.
This shit should have been better off. I'm sorry if it hurt, but Marcus, whatever the case may be.
Hold on. No, I understand what you're saying. But Marcus, now I'm going to ask you directly. You're right. North versus South does not compare to Florida. But tell me any other race you went to this year that compared to that one you just left.
Fat, I'll have to talk to you on the back line, though, just to be honest with you.
The one in March.
I'll answer that question.
The one in March.
I did not doubt that surface at all.
Period.
But both of them is North versus South, Rob. You said the one in March. I understand what Mark is saying.
I'm giving you your props. I'm being critical, but I'm also giving you your props.
And I understand what Mark is saying.
All right. But from your promoters, hold on. Let me speak. Now, the whole thing about this, it's not about the promoters or it's not the way the track has been run. The event was fucking awesome. It was great. If the racers had a half a brain and listened to what the track is saying and the promoters are saying, it won't be no clusterfuck on the lanes, plain and simple.
Sure. Okay. Well, how
true.
About
That's
this, Sammy? How about this suggestion to that? When you come through the gate, you have a flyer. You tell us exactly what lanes to go in. They do it at MIR. The second answer I have to that question is stop changing the goddamn lanes in the middle of the event.
I'm in lane two. Don't change it to lane seven when I'm already in lane two because I can't hear the phone. But listen to this. You know why they would change? I questioned it. You know why they changed lanes? Because
Heston Tuners were just coming into every lane and blocking the grudge lanes and blocking the shootout lanes. Plain and simple, that's what it was. So they had to open up another lane that was empty to bring the other cars in.
Okay.
Can I give a suggestion?
Put it on
can
the flyer when you come through the gate, and if your ass sitting in that lane, guess what? You get turned around.
And we're gonna go back at the races are not listening, and they're gonna go in any lane to go just make and whatever lane is the smallest, they're gonna slip through it and go. That's what they're doing.
That's when they're going.
Can I throw this suggestion out here, Albert?
So it comes down to the races. It comes down to the drivers and the races which way they're going.
Another thing I saw was a whole bunch of people.
See, I was staying in the staging lane basically the whole night on Saturday, and I was watching, and there was a lot of people with their golf carts parked in the middle of the staging lanes too, without no one there. And the security was trying to find out who's. You know, golf cart is this, who's this and that. And everyone was going around there. You know, there was a lot of confusion. You guys definitely, you know, this event was much bigger than March. You know, I was like trying to count the people. Now, I think it was a lot. But they need more help in the staging lane.
Well, can I give a suggestion concerning the staging lane?
Anthony,
can I give a suggestion?
Hold on, everybody. Go ahead, Mo.
As many damn races and shootouts we've all been to, and maybe this is just my damn opinion, but this is if the staging lanes is the problem, why not we just do it like this then? You shouldn't be in the staging lane unless you're called. Testing Tunes shouldn't be up there unless they're called. Grudge races shouldn't be up there unless they are properly called.
Then here
so
goes back to the issue.
You bombard and come up there at one time. At Piedmont, they have done it where nobody comes to this fucking staging lane unless you hear them call for either Testing Tunes, the shootout, 28, all still all glass, or fucking Junior Dragon. Don't come to the lane, period. And it just helped flow. If you ain't caught, and I saw at the end of the night that y'all had a guy sitting on the stool at the top of the staging lane, and that's how they do it in Florida. If your name ain't on this fucking piece of paper, you don't get through that gate. If you ain't in this shootout they've been calling, you can't come to these lanes. They turn your ass around, you go back to the pits until you hear what's been called to come. And if you
a lot of them turn your way at the beginning of the staging lane.
Right.
But
a lot of the grudge race action starts in the staging lanes. It comes down to, yes, Fooder and the staff, but it also comes down to on the races, too.
Okay.
We all
that
got to
yeah.
like say,
I'll agree with
like
you,
say, golf carts
it's all about the races.
And then when you, one car, then look, I'm going to say there's another problem. Well, your car was up at the gate ready to go, and we're looking for the fucking drivers. Hey, man, put your driver in the car, seatbelt ready. We look, where's the driver of this car? Where's he at? Oh, he went to go get a goddamn hot dog. But his car's pushed up. And now we got to wait for him to come up there, put his damn racing suit on, put his seatbelt on, and that slows down the process, too. So,
and then
I'm
going to
say,
the
promoters and
the
staff.
We got to do better. It comes down to the races.
Self-responsibility as a racer.
Racers got to help, too.
Yep, you got to
this is why I was trying to help with the whole congregation in the staging lane, because what happens is if grudge races start in the staging lane, now you got these fucking fake-ass grudge races for $20, $100, $200.
Yeah, right.
Everybody
Hold on. I'm glad you said that, Mark. Let me get a marker. Go ahead. I'm coming behind you. This is what I was going to say. Mo, people came to me. If you didn't have $1,000, and I'm not trying to put nobody down, don't think I am, but I know people were just doing a little fake grudge. If you didn't give me $1,000 or better, I can't work with. People tell me, Alf, we got $200, 100 apiece. What? 100? Well, you had to go in there with a Keston too. I'm not going to stop and bring you
come
Keston for $100
a piece. Come on, man, huh?
Yeah.
Come on,
man. Well, I tried to hand you $1,000, Pat Albert. You said, man, I can't hold no more
damn.
Money, Rob.
Hey, hold up.
I couldn't
hold
do
up.
It.
I didn't hear
but
what he said.
My point?
He said,
you
he said you got to go see
you
who?
See my point?
He said you got to go see who?
Now, look,
Mark.
But Albert, you see where I'm coming from now? Like, y'all see my point?
Yes. Yeah.
Y'all see my point
yes.
in what I'm saying, though?
So, right.
Hey,
you
let everybody go in the lanes and everybody realize.
Hold
everybody
up.
Realize.
Ahead, you're right, Mo. I knew exactly where you were going with that. I knew exactly where you were
yeah,
going.
Yeah, you let
exactly
everybody
right.
get up in the damn lanes. Not everybody just all of a sudden create goddamn five grudge races in 5 minutes. The next thing you know, the grudge races is only to get prioritized, only for you to get up there on the fucking
mm-hmm.
track. So if you just, again, keep them motherfuckers out the lane and let whatever grudge race that you know is actually being locked in prior, those are the ones that should be priority, the ones that have been locked in days before
the
damn
race. The ones
race,
that I
be.
Had DP, exactly. The ones I had DPs on my list and on my phone had priority. Now, I'm not
seen
saying,
a, I've seen
like,
a lot of damn fake-ass
Rob
racing going
Rob,
on out there.
Rob had some races that he did at the track. But I know Rob.
Right.
I know Rob when he actually
only,
got a grudge race.
I only had one race
block
then
no
going in down there. Yeah. No,
right.
I'm trying to
But I know
race.
When you race that
Look,
album,
I caught shit for shaking down.
Yeah, I know when Rob got, and I know, you know, certain guys, when they come and say, Alvin, we got a race, Avon, Fred and them, Marcus and them, CJ, Trigger, Rick and them.
Bullshit.
I know when they come to me and say, we got a race, I know they racing.
Yeah.
They're not bullshitting with me. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's certain people, but like I say, when people come to me and say, I say, how much y'all run for? $200. Huh?
That's
and
bullshit.
I'm looking down at goddamn 10-20s. I'm looking at 10-20s.
But you know that Golden Child is a lot of look. My best grudge race of the year, Golden Child. This is what I'm gonna say right here. My best grudge race of the year was on a test and tune night for $300, man. And I mean that was it was an intense three. Me and EJ. Me and EJ.
Who that?
EJ Jones. Yeah, I know. But
anyhow,
I killed him. But seriously, it was a it was man.
It's not
about
the money. It's
not about the money. I heard about
it. I wasn't making it about
the money.
It's
not about
the money. I was just making about what I saw. I saw the shit for myself. Because when you
yeah,
would,
you're right,
could, you could go
you're
from
right.
a motherfucker that's telling them, I'm just trying to test, I'm just trying to test, to now all of a sudden, we got Buddy Blow over here locked in. And that's a damn big time car getting ready to run a goddamn station wagon. That ain't no
lock-in.
You just trying to get on the
guy. He don't know me because I don't want any goddamn fuck.
Hey,
man,
hold up.
But you
said,
know when
it's
good.
Hold on. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
They said Fred with Dead Presidents and Trickback only ran for $200-$300. Now, I'm just saying.
They did not run for that,
man,
bro. They ran for $700, bro.
I'm not
the
DP man on that race, okay. What they said, that's what it was. They said it started off as a shakedown of the trailer, and they started off with $300 a side, and some people came up with a little bit more money.
That's not true, bro.
I'm not
the
beating
owner,
it down.
The owner put
okay, listen, understand
the owner
this. I'm not beating it down
listen,
at all.
But you bashing them. Because the owner of Trickback put $500 and Fred Wheelie put
$500. I'm not bashing a motherfucker thing. So don't put words in my mouth. I'm not bashing nothing. I said they said
that. What difference does it make how much they run for?
At least they won.
Look, my last race of the night.
If you ask me a question, Rob, hold up. What difference is this? If they ask, would it race?
Now, why the fuck you gonna come to MI and get this kick that you've been asking for from Bigfoot,
man? Shut your
bitch
ass up, motherfucker. You backed up all the way up from Maple Grove all the way through motherfucking North Carolina. Man,
bro,
shut your bitch ass up.
We give you the kick, so be
anyway,
honest. As a man,
man
we didn't come to you and try to give
you
the kick
man.
At
You didn't run nobody
lot.
Else. You didn't run nobody at Goliath, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I can't
and
do this, man.
Hold. And you shut down against a bitch. Hold.
You shook down and get some motherfuckers for $1,000. What the fuck
come
you
on,
talking?
Man.
What's $1,000 to a car like that? Man, shut your bitch ass
it
up, man.
It don't matter, bro. Only one person
wanted
to race
was Bullet
Bill.
It do matter because you talk too much.
Only one person
wanted to
race was Bullet Bill, bro.
And you didn't run him. You didn't run him, though. You didn't run him.
Also,
so what the fuck,
bro?
Don't talk to me about no racing. Fuck you talking about, bro?
Man, you got
anyway,
it.
Hey, Fab, I already moved the glass class award.
You gonna hear the same shit next year. You're gonna have the same shit after Sunday race. You're gonna hear the same shit after the race in February in December.
Right.
Everybody's got to take their part and do their fucking part. That's it. What's the
race
for?
Well,
it's a chaotic environment. At the end of the damn day, like I said, point blank, go to the fucking track, have fun, race for the fuck you can lose, and that's it. And take your ass home. And get some
and that's how it's supposed to be, man. See, motherfuckers, they try to clown the bad muck crew, talking about the bad muck crew don't run for no money. Bitch, we ran for more money than anybody out there all weekend. What the fuck they talking about? But Marcus, I only heard one person.
No, I'm just saying. Just hear me out, bro. I only heard one person. That's you and Zeus be going back and forth all the time. But everybody else gave you y'all props before you even got on the radio. You know what I'm saying? They were saying how y'all run the hell out of ODB and everything. So, wait a minute. I was on here, and there was some shade that was thrown.
There was some shade that was thrown.
Rob,
we were listening.
Rob, that's fine, but everybody's not going to agree with y'all, and everybody, y'all not going to agree with everybody.
Exactly.
So with that being said, is everybody's an individual, so everybody has an opinion, just like assholes.
So that's true, but I just don't want to take a loss and just keep moving on. That's all. And like I said, when you win,
take a win.
But one thing about it is you can't bash somebody when you win, and then when you lose, somebody says something, dude, then you get your ass get tight. It's a loss. At the end of the day, it don't matter what the fuck happens.
But this is what I'm
going to
tell you about that, When we lose, we're going at you harder because we want that win back.
Y'all don't do that all the time. Man, y'all, sometimes y'all are like so
because we got hard.
I'm not going to say it like that, Rob. That don't sound right. But it's not right.
Is that driver talking?
You know what
it
is.
Oh, man. Listen. I thought he was a bad mouth hater anyway, so what he talking about don't mean a goddamn thing.
Hold on, Mark. You call a bad mouth hater, man. Let me tell you, but you're not even talking about fucking category, brother.
You're not even talking about your motherfucking mouth. That's all you can speak my name to me. You cannot speak. I don't need to hate on no one, buddy. I don't hate on people. Get your motherfucking
I don't hate on no one, buddy. Listen, I've been trying to figure out why your name is Driver. Bitch, we don't drop nothing. What the fuck you talking about? I've been wanting to know your name, Driver. Understand the question. Why is your name Driver?
What have you drove?
Don't you work? Hey, guess what? Get in
what
the fucking next
drove?
Lane.
What have you drove?
Get in the next lane.
What have you drove?
Get in
what
next
have you
lane.
Drove,
why
man? What have you drove?
Carl.
You ain't drove a goddamn
what?
Thing. All you did
oh,
was
oh,
big
oh,
ass
y'all
fuck
y'all
big
hey,
fat pop
again,
belly
not,
fat
I'm not,
motherfucker.
I'm not going to argue with
drove.
A loser.
Oh, well, shut the fuck up. Stop talking about Bama crew then. Don't talk
once
about
again.
Us. Because we don't know who the fuck you is. And you is a motherfucker. Non-racist ass motherfucker.
You
is. Well, stop talking about us.
We don't hide from nobody.
Hey, guess what? Once again, accept the loss. Hello, buddy.
We accepted the loss. We accepted the loss,
we
Rob.
We accepted the loss, and we offered the race back.
Yeah.
Damn,
well, guess what?
What are you talking about,
man? Race back. He did the best in my BBI opinion.
All
I'm
I don't care.
Race.
Listen.
They was running the hell out of ODB. They was running the hell out of ODB. I got to give them that. They was running the hell out of them.
Yeah. ODB was hot lapping all fucking day long. Look, ODB ran more laps than I ran. ODB ran more laps than
eight balls. That motherfucker did more wheel stands than a really car at a fucking Nationals.
That's all
he was out there lot lapping.
Once you got they dished down the track, when we ran OG Bobby, everybody went to the fucking bushes.
They said no. They said no.
They went to the fucking bushes.
We still will go to fucking MIR Sunday and bet that $10,000 or better for your ass off the trailer. Now, bitch, I'll put it up. Fuck you talking about?
I was trying to be quiet, Marcus, but this is what I will say. I'll say it right now. He wants that pickup truck there on Sunday. I'm going to South Carolina, but this is what I will do. I will make sure that black truck of mine is down there, and we'll make sure that blue truck is over there. He can run ODB heads up, and he can get me to 1-1 for $10,000 each race. Lock that the fuck
in. I dare him do it. That's what I'm telling you. I dare him do it. These motherfuckers going here talking about this, that, and the third. Man, we don't give a fuck with no money. Motherfucker, we own businesses. Bitch, we work for a living. Motherfucker, we dig money up in the backyard, you dumb motherfuckers. Fuck y'all broke ass motherfuckers. Where you got shit
fucked up? What's your address? I'm bringing a goddamn shovel. What's your address? I'm bringing a goddamn shovel.
You ain't lying. I'm about to kidnap Marcus' ass.
I'm just saying, Fat Albert.
Ask for a ransom.
This is the thing. We never talked to
him. Because I talked to a man today that said he could get me a race in South Carolina, and he also gave me an idea on how to get my truck to MIR on Sunday via South Carolina.
Hey, Marcus.
I'm about to give you an address.
We will go to MIR for the fucking weekend. You don't give a fuck about going to Orangeburg. Goddamn. For that bread, we'll go to Orangeburg.
No,
we'll go
to Orangeburg, too.
We'll be
Hey, Marcus. Marcus.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm
like, you don't realize shit.
Marcus.
These motherfuckers always
talk about
some
money. I'm about to come kidnap your ass and get you for a ransom with oxtail dinner on
the side. Albert. Y'all got y'all pens and papers ready? I'm about to give you an address right now. Y'all ready?
Well, I think this is... This is going to be a fucked up ending. That's all right.
You say that don't sound right.
You don't know how we move.
It don't sound right. Yeah, that's why I get to
move right on a motherfucker. We don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
Here you go. Here's the address. Hold on, Marcus.
Hold up.
Go ahead. Listen, the address is 15426 McPussy Lane. Come get it.
Listen. No, I'm going to be real about it, right? One thing about us, man. Hey, Fat Albert, you've been knowing us for a long time, right? One thing about it, we ain't never bragged about no money. Fat Albert, have you ever seen us brag about some money? Huh? Have you ever seen the Bad Mug Crew brag about betting money and all that bullshit? Have you seen us do that?
He might not have seen it, but he heard it.
that's different. But when you come on a live feed and on the talk show brag about money and all that shit, you ain't got it. So this what I'm gonna tell you is this. Motherfucker, we betted it, we lost it. It's just that simple. What we will do is go back out there. And it's just that simple, man. It's just that simple. Our motherfuckers, they always talk about money. They ain't got that shit. They ain't got it. Fuck what they talking about. I don't give a fuck who it is.
And one thing about us, and this is real, we win as a family, we lose as a family, and we break bread as a family. I don't give a fuck if it's 25 motherfuckers in our pot. It don't matter, because at the end of the day, everything is one of the family. So what point does it matter?
Man.
We live and we die together. That's what we do.
All right. Now, listen. I ain't trying to start nothing, but y'all just said that, right? But why y'all was jumping on Zeus if his uncle had the bread?
Boom.
Hold on. Let me answer
that.
Damn. Get your answer.
That's a good question, Avon.
This is why.
It's a good question.
This is why, Avon, because Zeus always talks.
I want to know.
This is why.
Because Zeus is always talking about bread, and he didn't pull no money out of his pocket, and his uncle pulled all the money out. He the one started about who better this is, Antoine only bet at $20, all that bullshit. He started that bullshit. That's why. And that's real life, man. We don't give a fuck about how it come and where it come from. Get it the fuck up. It's just that simple.
So it came from, the way I look at it, it came from his camp, and it came from your camp. Simple.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. But from his camp, though, it was different, though, Avon. So have I ever argued about you with the pot, Avon? You and I've raced a bunch. I don't give a fuck whether it's your money, Freddie's money, and Son's money. You don't give a fuck whether it's my money, anybody else's money, right?
Nope.
But if I said, Avon, you only put $100 up, then all of a sudden it becomes personal.
Personal. Right.
So what was posted on social media is I see Antoine's 300 in there. So with that,
you gotta remember, they got real grudge too.
Yes, correct.
But they got real grudge.
Well,
so,
me and you have
I ain't got no grudge with you. We can lock that motherfucker in anytime.
Look, Avon giving me shit for shaking down. What the fuck you doing shaking down? I'll go get my car now. Didn't you?
Yep.
So, at the end of the day, though,
Avon.
I'm listening.
Will grandma be at Deion Kennedy's race on Sunday?
No. With what? Against what?
I guess eight ball.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. No, I'm going to what's the name's race? I'm going to Aaron Tangle's race.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, this is what I'm saying. We all going to Aaron's race.
Would you drag grandma all the way to Aaron Tangle's race to race me?
Hell no. Fuck no.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers always trying to downplay the Bad Mouth Crew when it's never been a fucking money issue with us. And it's never been time to race with us. You understand that? So the shit comes from the motherfuckers that won. Okay, y'all motherfuckers won. Why the fuck y'all trying to drag on us? Bitch, y'all got paid. What the fuck you talking about? That's what I'm getting at with these motherfuckers, that they keep capping on some money type shit. That money ain't no issue over here.
That's a real grudge. I guess y'all just going back and forth like normal. That look like normal to me between y'all two.
Okay, that's what it might do. But Zeus said the shit was dead after the race. Zeus said the shit was dead. He said, hey, yo, young boy, he said, we won. We finally got the shit off. That shit, internet shit, that's dead. Okay, that's cool. There it is. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucker told me. It doesn't matter to me because it's never going to be dead. It's never going to be. Because I already know that. You understand? But what I'm saying is motherfuckers always talk that money shit. They always talk that money shit. But I seen one man pull out $20,000 out of his own pocket. Zeus didn't pull out nothing.
He's tried to lock me in twice.
Marcus.
And I said $10,000, and I said $20,000, and it never got locked in.
Good report.
Marcus, can I say one thing?
Listen
one thing.
No, I don't want
to
talk.
You have material.
Go ahead, Avon.
Listen at this.
Wait, what did you say?
With my camp, right? Right. If I locked in a race of $2,500, right?
Yeah.
I could pull the whole $2,500 out, right? Fred could pull a whole $2,500 out, and we just see who betting what. Maybe that's what happened over there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care where the money comes from.
But he did. Because you know they love hate the relationship. I think y'all going above and beyond. That's between him and Antoine. They got their rocks off of each other. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, hold.
It's Marcus. He did not say Marcus' name. He didn't say Rob's name. He said Antoine's name. And I think y'all just taking it and running with it because he said Antoine's name. He didn't say Bad Mouth Crew. He said Antoine.
So I'm going to tell you like he told me when he didn't pay me on that $500 bet. It's about your crew. It ain't about you.
Y'all got some extra shit going on over there, buddy. That's all it seems like to me.
Who's calling a spade a spade?
My phone got cut
well,
off.
The only thing I have to say is that everyone makes money. You know, you guys shouldn't even care what this guy says to you guys. You guys make money. He makes money, and that's it.
But you cared last night when you paid that $200 fucking DP to OG Bobby, though, didn't you?
Oh,
here we go.
I'm not gonna
go there because the whole thing with that it was.
And we ain't trying to hear the story. We already heard 2 hours
no,
of that story last
story.
Night.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to hear the story, but it's all right. I got the money
though,
to pay
it.
Why bring it up then?
The question is,
did you pay it? I paid it.
Okay, good for you.
So
good for you, young
money.
Man. Graduation 101 for you.
Yeah. That's
what's
okay.
in your pocket? What's in your pocket?
Trust me, I got a lot. See,
what's
that's
in your
funny,
pocket?
Avon. You hear this? You hear that, Avon? They're talking about people with money, but they're the first ones to do it.
No,
exactly.
I'm talking about that
Mark,
pocket, Jesse.
Hold on.
Mark,
I want to
touch on something else.
Hold on.
They cut me off, Avon.
They're the first one. I want to touch on something else. You said
Trick
Bag
okay.
and Fred was only $200. That's a damn lie.
What was it, Avon?
Well, what was it?
It was like 700. It was like 700.
Anthony said he held the money.
All right.
Anthony was
the
DP man.
He was.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
We was all in the staging lanes, and it just popped off in the staging lanes.
Avon,
who's the DP man?
That's what I'll get though. Avon,
who was the DP man?
Anthony Dawson,
I didn't. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a ghetto cowboy, because he didn't know what the Brooklyn player was.
Why are you worried about
I just, right. Avon, you threw me for a loop there for
Rob,
a minute, brother.
Rob is on my dick. Rob is on my dick. He loves my dick. I know Rob. Okay.
Anyway, but listen, Avon, I wasn't shooting at Avon. I wasn't shooting at Fred or nothing. But what I'm talking about is this. Motherfuckers was with the fake grudge racing that races were not already locked. And that's what they talking about. People would get up in front of the lanes and only had $200-$300 to lock the race in. $700.
I got you. That's all I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
But you know that,
I wasn't shooting at nobody with it.
The other side of the coin is, though,
yeah,
is my last
it was like
the night against
the side,
Chevelle
know?
Ended up being a real grudge up there because this shit got heated real fast over there.
And it was $200.
In the pit there. It was $200 pot. You're right.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? It got heated bad.
It was nothing fake about it. It was nothing fake
about that. No, sir.
About that.
And I've been watching that car for a year.
And what you do to him?
I fucked him up. Fuck that money. I don't give a fuck about that money. I want that wind light. You don't understand. I don't give a fuck about that money. I want that wind light.
That's the same man that wouldn't run fucking Bigfoot. That's the same man that ran Try Me. Right? Ain't that the same one?
Which one?
Weeby's homeboy.
The Chevelle. The Chevelle, Avon.
He paid me punk out.
But y'all ran too, Avon. Y'all ran at the beach one time, didn't y'all?
No, he paid punk out. His car broke.
Mm-hmm. His car broke against me too, weak motherfucker.
All I can know is A-Ball fucked his bitch ass up. That's all I know. A-Ball fucked him up. With a stop block and 350 block.
Y'all should have paid
Polk
out.
Hey, Zeus, why pay Polk out when you went on vacation with our money? Why?
Zeus, you know, Zeus, at the end of the day, Zeus, this is how I see that race. It was a badass fucking race, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was stiff right. It was a badass fucking race. And at the end of the day, you know, I lost some money on that race. I ain't gonna lie. Really, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. Because you know what? That race fucking popped off. It was the biggest race of the fucking weekend.
Yep. And guess
you
what?
Know?
It didn't get
because that's what grudge racing is
as,
right there.
Hey, hold up, A-Ball. It got highlighted as the jackass, though. It was the biggest race of the weekend, but it got highlighted as the jackass. Now, make that make sense. I don't give a fuck about it.
Hold on, let me explain that. When I found out what was the reason why y'all was willing, and it was something simple, that's why I said that.
Hold on, let me explain myself. I got you.
I'm not going to say what was wrong with the truck,
But when I found out what was wrong, I was like, are y'all serious? You were like, ah, but that's all it was. And then I'm like,
yeah.
Damn. Y'all have lost all the races over something simple like that. So,
yeah, but that's grudge racing. That's racing, though, Fat Albert. That's racing. Look, last year at North versus South, or it's a spring race, I gave Meat Streetcar all three things. I went out there and my nitrous didn't go off because the switch moved a quarter inch. Okay, I come back around. I'm running back in the lanes again. Fuck that. You ain't beating me like that. I go up there, running again, and my fucking throttle cable broke. That's grudge racing right there.
I mean, yeah,
that's,
you know, that's
a part
any,
of
that's,
it.
That's just any racing. That's just any problem. I understand,
yeah.
Rob, but yeah. And we all done lost on. We all done lost racing.
Sure.
Stuff, simple stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and
we,
you know,
it's
so,
the
yeah,
same way
at
the racetrack. We shook Zeus's hand and we moved the fuck on. We offered him another race. He didn't want to take it. That's the winner's prerogative, you know? You ain't got to, you know, the winner doesn't chase a loser. The loser chases a winner. You know?
But this is what I can tell you is this.
Hey, Rob.
You're getting better, Rob. You're getting better, Rob. I tell you that.
Hey, Rob.
You're getting better.
This is what I'll tell you, man. Look, them boys from South Carolina, I didn't know a fucking thing about that car. And them, and I went out and beat them, and they come back and they asked me for another race.
Hey, Rob.
I gave it back to them.
Hey, Rob, I want to touch on that, what you just said. The loser chased the winner, right?
Right.
You said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how
yeah,
come them fucking
it, yeah.
winners won't let you run back? How come them winners won't
because,
give you your race back?
All right. Do you want my truth? Do you want my honest opinion, Avon, or you want me to tell a lie?
Tell it always the truth.
It always is with me. And fucking winners. In this situation, I don't blame Luce. Look, it's our camp. I wanted to run him back. I don't blame him because that's a real grudge, okay? Make a motherfucker wear it and wait, okay? Me and you, though, Avon, we're racers, though. We get back in the fucking paint. I beat you, you beat me. I beat you, you beat me, okay? It is what it is. The reason to win it, because they don't want to take that L. They don't want to take that fucking L.
They don't want to gamble, neither.
Exactly.
Because
they can't afford
this,
to gamble.
Is, this,
they want to gamble.
Let me tell you what
they
it is, Rob. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
If I beat you, all right, let's just see. I ain't even going to say you.
Yeah, I'm in your
say,
ass, man.
Me,
you remember
me,
the night you
me
beat
and
me with fucking grandma, and I fucking went right to your ass. I come right back around. I shook that bitch down, and you said, that was the pass you should have made against me. And I come back out the very next morning off the trailer and beat your ass for trying me. Remember that?
Yeah, but listen,
you know,
Rob, why you keep talking about that? We ain't talking about that no more.
Because I love
we over that.
He keep rubbing that in. He's rubbing that in for a reason. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
I'm going on me.
Right there.
I know, right?
That's competitive shit,
hey,
Avon.
He was slick with it, too, Avon. He was slick with it, too.
That's
yeah, you hear him? You hear him?
Avon, I'll give you your prop.
You
hear him? You wanted to fuck me up.
I heard
you wanted to fuck me up, and you threw a tune-up in that bitch and blew the tires. I appreciate it.
Hey,
but that's competitive. That's how competitive.
I thought I went red.
You got to beat him up.
The next.
Yeah, you went red.
No.
I went
no,
red.
No, he went
man.
Red
I
on the Friday night. Oh, no. That was the first weekend we raced.
All right. Listen,
remember?
We over that. Listen, I want to talk about something.
Okay, tell me the
okay.
reason. Tell me the reason, Yvonne.
All right. So let's just say, I'm just talking about me personally. If I beat,
okay.
let's just say Sammy. If I beat Sammy, right?
No, beat
and
me.
And something happened
beat
on Sammy end, right?
Why would you beat me?
And because I want to talk about you, though.
Go ahead. So
listen, if I beat Sammy for $1,000, right, and he come
okay.
back around and say, hey, man, you want to do it again for the same pot? I ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah, I'll do
damn
it for the
right.
same pot.
Damn
you know
right.
what I mean?
Damn
like, that
right.
way give him a shot to make his money back or give me a shot to go up even more. These guys
right.
won't do that.
So
I could, you could tell him, you could tell him less money. If we race for $1,000 and he up $1,000, I say, hey man, let's do it for $500. They still won't go.
Nope. They
I told him, man, I would lose $50.
I would, because I'm already $500 ahead. I would, because
exactly.
I'm $500 ahead at that point.
Exactly.
The boys from South Carolina that I race,
don't
do
some
it. People won't do it though. Some people won't do it because they want
they
you
won't.
To hold that L for a while. That's a real
hey,
right.
Hey, that's cool, but you still got the money. If you've been had the pot, you still up.
No, I understand what you're
right.
saying, but some people are not going to see it that way. Some people are going to be like, you know, screw them. We don't like them. We're going to let them hold that for a while.
Oh, I got you.
So that just stinks more than anything.
Avon.
It does sometimes. Yeah. You're right. It does. That's
Avon.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times you got to beat a person different ways? How many times you got to beat them? Who you not to listen to?
It don't matter.
Long that man got money, take it.
Put it like this. All right, in your situation, I'm going to be honest with it. I'll be done with them. Because y'all, it's getting too deep. It's getting, like, personal and shit like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you two up on them or something or whatever,
that's some bullshit.
You tell them you're done. Huh?
Avon, that's some bullshit.
Man, that's some bullshit. All right. If I'm in this situation, shit, I'm going to keep beating them until I get every single ounce of dollar out of them.
Let me tell you something. All right, hold on, Antoine. Let me tell him something real quick. Something that he might not know.
I might not know everything.
Okay, yep, you're right. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to lighten you something real quick. I done had a beef with Eddie Dawson before he got locked up. And right, we always had beef. It is never with no personal shit, but it got deep with it, right, with Grudge Racer. You know what I mean? Because the thing about it is this, that his ego overtopped my ego. And he's never beat me, right, with his father driving or whatever car he put his father in. Guess what? His father bring that $1,000, bitch, I'm going to knock him out of the box every goddamn chance I can get him out of. It's just that simple with us.
And the other side of the coin is, I can't fucking beat Meat.
But Meat then fucked up 8-Ball every chance he got.
Yes.
And guess what? Meat going to keep fucking up 8-Ball as long as 8-Ball go out there with you. That's what I'm telling you.
So fucking with him.
So 8-Ball
got
right.
His number. Yeah, that's a fact. Right, look.
That's just what it is. You know, when a motherfucker got your number.
Yeah, like I got Marcus's number.
Yes, and listen,
I got yours,
oh,
Avon.
Oh, no, listen. He didn't tell no lie.
No.
I said
you
it.
Don't.
I said it myself.
Hey.
Avon
yeah, you
got
did
my
say
motherfucking
it.
Number. He got my number.
Yeah, you said
it's
it.
Just that simple. But what I can tell you is this. Next year, Sweet and Low will be back the fuck out, and you can get it. You can get my number again. That's what I can tell you.
Let me check my contact.
You already know.
Let me check my number.
I'm
going to make a statement right here. Every name that was just mentioned, Meat, Anthony, Marcus, me, Antoine, we're fucking racers, though. We will go out there. We will take their fucking gambles. Most of these motherfuckers just won't do it.
Facts. But I'm going to tell you something. It shouldn't matter.
I made some stupid racing. You shouldn't hear how bad
but,
Marcus done. Keep
hold on.
My ass out
hold
the
on, Marcus. Let me say something. Hey, Marcus.
Yep.
But you use a bad example, okay?
I didn't.
You said you and Anthony Dawson, right?
Yeah.
But Antoine and fucking Zeus is, like, real bad. Unless I'm
right.
Missing
yeah, they
something.
Yeah, they are real bad. They are.
So they shouldn't even deal with each other no more.
But listen,
that's
hold on.
But
why? Why do you say
Avon,
they shouldn't deal with each other?
Listen real carefully.
Because if they're going to come to blows, it ain't worth the headache.
It's really not.
But I don't see that. I don't think it'll come to that.
We had a real man-to-man. You know what I mean? Me and Zeus
listen,
had a real
Marcus,
man-to-man talk.
See, that's what I say. I don't know everything. You know what I mean? But I'm just telling you about me outside looking in. If me looking
that's
out, me outside looking in, it looks bad.
Okay.
Right.
And I mean,
so, on that note, I will tell Zeus, don't fool with y'all no more. Fuck that. It ain't worth it.
Yeah, but
there's more people to race. Just
okay.
Like I told Antoine the same thing.
You're right. Okay, now watch this, right? Who else is going to race besides Antoine? Now, let's bet something on that. We can bet a quarter. Hold on, Antoine.
Say it one more time.
This is what I can tell you. Who else Zeus going to race besides Antoine in 2023? Now, let's bet on that. Let's bet $20 that Zeus going to race the same person. 2023,
next
don't
year.
Race. Yes, next year. Zeus going to race the same person.
I'm going to race you.
No, you're not.
I bet he will.
Listen, that's
Hold up, Zeus.
That's still categorized as the Bad Boy crew. So that's
right. Let's bet $20 that he raised somebody. You saying he won't raise nobody but y'all?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
In the Bad Mouth crew.
That's why I'm asking. I can't hear you.
Hold on, let me fix my mic then.
So first you say Antoine. Now you're saying Bad Mouth crew. Pay attention.
All right, okay. All right, hold on, Zeus. This is what I'm saying. Besides the Bad Mouth crew, who else is Zeus going to race back-to-back? More than three times within a year.
They're
going to take their losses from Gap Squad, and they're going to keep it moving. Y'all going to keep coming back getting punished.
No. Zeus, that's a compo. That's a compo. You know why? Because if you feel like you can go out there, you're going to go out there, right? As a true grudge racer, you don't give a fuck about how you lost. It's how the fuck you think you can win.
How you going to get the next win? That's right.
Yes. Yes.
It ain't about the loss. It's about the next win.
I see Zeus running a few people, so I'm willing to take that point
out.
This is what I will say about Zeus. Okay. And this is 100, right down the middle. Mm. Zeus, you have decided that Bad Mouth crew ain't the only people that got race cars.
Yep.
You went out there this weekend and raced a lot of different people.
Whatever it is,
he did. He got out there. He got in the fucking paint. He lit them beams. Somebody turned on a wind light, and then somebody got paid. So at the end of the day, you actually, man, look, these props off to you. My hat's off to you. That truck looked better than it's ever looked.
Yeah,
and I ain't kissing your ass because I want to run across your ass.
Rob can slide shade in so smoothly, you'll never know the fuck.
Oh, my
Tony.
God. Yo, he thought he edible,
yeah.
And you ain't even know it.
He
thought
he
was edible, and didn't even know it.
He good with it. I'm not going to lie. This was the fastest that truck has ever been. Was this fast?
Yes, it is. You made a fucking lick. Zeus,
I ain't gonna lie, that little red truck has ever been.
Hey, Zeus.
But I just want to let you know,
Zeus.
Heads up, you still can't fuck
it.
That bitch is a fucking turtle.
And
total.
I'm gonna let you know,
with
the kick in the chair, you can't fuck with that fucker.
Hold on,
say
what Zeus just said. Zeus said again.
What'd you say, Zeus? I said that motherfucker is a turtle, and that blue truck is slower than that.
I tell you what, Antoine, you'll take the same race, right?
Give it right. Listen, feed me until I get tired.
Yeah.
Feed me until I get tired.
We'll take the same race. Matter of fact, you know what, Zeus? Your big, light-skinned, pretty motherfucker. We'll go to fucking Caesar County for that 1-1, motherfucker. Let's do it. Now what?
Ooh.
Hold on.
Damn.
You said,
damn.
Your partner said head up. He didn't yell head up, right?
No. We don't race at Caesar.
I hate them fucking tracks.
But you think, motherfucker, you look like that.
I'm gonna tell you something. Only way y'all gonna get that
way.
Right? Let me talk, man. Let me talk.
You've
been talking the whole time.
All right, I apologize. I'm going on mute. Go ahead, talk.
You ain't gotta apologize, man. Just shut the fuck up,
man.
For a second.
Fuck you. Talk.
I know we apologize. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you the guy, and I'm going to hang up because I'm great, dude. I'm tired, man. Listen.
No, don't hang up. You ain't got to hang up.
No, listen, because there ain't nothing to talk about after this. Listen, hold on. We had a good time. Listen, we had a good time this weekend. I'm glad to see y'all. Y'all ain't been out in a while. Listen, fuck all that. No, my thing is, only way you're going to see Buck Reed race ODB, right, is y'all got to come up with $20,000 and you got to lock the whole
thing. Oh, my
God. That's the only way you're going to see that.
Zeus, there you go. Buying pots again, Zeus.
Hey, Bobby, Uncle Bob.
Let me make my statement here. With all due respect, Uncle Bob, we thought we made you a grudge racer this weekend, but now we see you just back to your same old ways trying to buy pots. But I'll take the 1-1 for $5,000 on the 28.
God Almighty.
Good God Almighty.
You can take
God
your head up.
Y'all
don't
never add. Y'all never.